Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 2 of this 3-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. Well, what a start for the Red Sox out of the All-Star break. Salem comes in at 46-42 overall, 12-10 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. The Fred Nats are 51-36 overall, 16-6 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Currently, a 4-game lead over the Salem Red Sox for first place in the division. What a start it was. Let's look back to last night. It was a 6-5 thrilling extra inning victory for the Red Sox. And to not really sugarcoat things, that was one that, you know, they kind of stole away from the Fred Nats, if you will. Fredericksburg got on the board early, taking a 1-0 lead, and they led it 3-0 heading to the bottom of the fifth. And then the wheels just kind of get churning for the Red Sox offensively. Now, Fredericksburg should have been out of that fifth inning unscathed. A 3-up, 3-down frame and 5 scoreless for the starter Mark Davis. However, a swing and a miss, a strikeout, wild pitch allows the runner to reach base, and then after that, a hit by pitch, and the next thing you know, Antonio Anderson comes through with a 2-run triple that gets past Brenner Cox, who dives for it, out and right, gets to the wall, and 2-run score. So you pretty much have a new ball game after that. The Red Sox then get another in the home half of the seventh to even the bad boy up at 3, and although Fredericksburg once again took a 4-3 lead, Salem would once again respond in the bottom of the ninth. However, with a little bit of help from the Fred Nats. Let's set the table there. You got first and second, one down, bottom of the ninth. You're trailing by one, and Brooks Brannan is at the plate. He chops a tailor-made double play ball right up the middle. Armando Cruz fields it at short, steps on second for one. The throw to first sails in the dugout and allows the tying run to score. So a potential double play ball that would have ended the game turns into a run-scoring play to tie the bad boy up. Well, then we go to the 10th inning, and the Fred Nats, they get a run in the top of the 10th, but the Red Sox just continue to be resilient and in the bottom of the 10th. Marvin Alcantara comes up, laces an RBI single into right center field, scores the tying run in Nellie Taylor from second. He advances to second on the throw. We're all tied up at 5, and then after the runner advances to third with less than 2 outs, in steps in Nathaniel Utsa, and he chops one to the right side after the Fred Nats, actually, believe it or not, brought in a fifth infielder. They brought in, let's see, who it was here, Brenner Cox in right field. They brought him in to play just to the left of the second base bag. They went with 2 outfielders and 5 infielders, knowing with the game tied at 5 and a runner on third with less than 2 outs, anything in the outfield was essentially going to win the game. Now, unfortunately for Fredericksburg, it did not work. Now, they got the ground ball they needed. You'd send a chopper to the right side, and it's fielded there cleanly by Sammy Infante, but, you know, Marvin Alcantara so speedy off a third, he scores relatively with ease. So the Red Sox, it wasn't exactly the cleanest game, but a very, very nice 6-5 victory in game number 1 out of the break. So it sets up a key 2 games coming up. You got tonight at 6:05, tomorrow at 3:05, and if you can just take 2 of 3 I think that's exactly what you want if you're the Red Sox, but obviously have your eyes on a potential sweep as well. Game two coming up of this nine-game homestand. You got two more against the Fred Nats and six against the Carolina Mudcats. Such a key time of the year for the Red Sox. The roster could start to change in the next couple weeks with the FCL coming to a close and the draft having just come to a conclusion as well. Should be a good one here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Game two of three coming up between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back in just a second. When we return them, starting lineups, our injury report, and more updates on the night. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Well, our pregame report rolls on from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia for game two of three. And this three-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Oh, hey, just a reminder, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. Again, freedomplasma.com. Quick injury report for tonight's contest. And not a ton to update you all on, but again, not old news at this point. Yoelan Cespedes' season is done. Did not even make his single-A debut. He was penciled in to make his single-A debut a couple weeks ago in Salem before suffering a little bit of a wrist injury before the game. Turns out he did break his hamate bone, so he is done for the year. One of the newer updates, though, Jojon Gracia was placed on the 7-day injured list yesterday, so he will not get the start here this evening. Instead, it will be Danny Kerwin, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes as he makes his first ever start of his professional career. First off, though, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups here this evening. First, for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals, penciled in by third-year manager Jake Lowry. And it's a little bit different today as Everett Cooper III starts us off, leading off the game, playing second base for the Fred Nats. And Elijah Green is back in the two-hole out in center field for Fredericksburg here this evening. The designated hitter, Sammy Infante, hits third. So 1-2-3 goes Cooper, Green, and Infante. In the cleanup spot, it's the third baseman, Marcus Brown, and the first baseman, Caleb Farmer, bats fifth and plays first. Jose Colmenares, back behind the dish, is in the sixth hole. So 4-5-6, Brown, Farmer, and Colmenares. John McHenry plays left and hits seventh, and then Nate Ochoa, who pinch ran in the 10th last night, is at shortstop and is in the 8th hole. Rounding out the starting nine is the right fielder, Nick Peoples. So 7-9, McHenry, Ochoa, and Peoples. 1-9, it goes Cooper, Green, Infante, Brown, Farmer, Colmenares, and McHenry, Ochoa, and Peoples. Travis Sikora is on the buck today for the Fredericksburg Nationals, the former third-round pick in the 2023 MLB Draft and the 12th best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. He has had a heck of a year at the single-A level, 1-3 with a 2.78 ERA. This is his 12th start of the season, 45 and a third innings pitched, 63 strikeouts so far on the year as well. Now, he was part of that 1-2 first start, as we alluded to, 37 and two-thirds innings pitched, 35 strikeouts, and 18 walks. So the right-hander out of Ryder gets the start here in place of Jojo Ingracia here this evening. So a lot to like about the Salem Red Sox here tonight, and that was the starting lineup. Well, again, the Red Sox, they come into this one at 46 and 42 overall. 12 and 10 in the second half of play, the Carolina League North. The Fred Nats, 51 and 36, 16 and 6 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Tell you what, too, it's Scooby-Doo night here at the ballpark. So we've been hearing a lot of old school, for us at least, Scooby-Doo music here in the pregame playlist, kind of dating back to our younger 5-, 6-, 7-year-old days of watching some Scooby-Doo movies in the mid-2000s. So the Red Sox are decked out in their Scooby-Doo-themed uniforms in a Mystery Machine type of color with the Scooby-Doo for a Scooby-Doo gang, I should say, on the front and the back. So, Scooby-Doo night here at the yard. It's a nice night here for baseball on this Saturday evening. After some rain was in the area throughout the day, that has subsided here for the, seems like, the remainder of the night, and we should be all set and ready to go for some Saturday night baseball. Kerwin against Sikora, the Fred Nats against the Red Sox. First pitch coming up on the other side of this break, but for now, I'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanna Heater and Carter Hill.
All set and ready to go for Saturday Night Baseball here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Game 2 of 3 in this three-game set between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. And starting us off on play-by-play duties, let's pass the mic over to Giovanni Heaton.
Appreciate it, Carter. Another fun Saturday night here at the ballpark. Scooby-Doo night, and the Red Sox are decked out in their Jinkies-type uniforms tonight. It looks like the Mystery Machine on there and Danny Kerwin all decked out for his first career start on the bump at the single-A level. The 24-year-old, 6'2", righty out of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, played his college ball at Rider. 3-0 on the season with a 3-8-2 win-loss record. He's appeared in 12 games this season for the Sox, pitching 37 and two-thirds total innings. But this right here is his first opportunity at a start, much in part to the fact that JoJo Ingracia placed on the 7-day IL. Red Sox need to inject somebody new into the starting rotation just to keep everybody else consistent in their spots, and Kerwin is that guy tonight, Carter.
Yeah, and again, it's been really good throughout the year. Signed on with the Boston Red Sox back in April, late April, like April 26th was the day he signed, and has come to Salem and has just continued to flourish here out of the bullpen. So gets an opportunity today to get the nod in the starting rotation. Don't know how deep he'll go today, but does get the start here tonight. It's got to be pretty cool for him.
Well, he faces off against a red-hot Fredericksburg Nationals team who, coming into last night, had won 10 of their last 12 ball games since leaving Salem Memorial Ballpark with two victories in their back pocket on Saturday and Sunday at the very tail end of June. They left on June 30th, and then they didn't lose for two of their 12 games. I mean,
no,
to put it quite simply, they were dominant. 13 of their last 15 heading into last night when you combine those last two, and here they are. 0-1, though, in this series. First pitch on the way. It's a line drive off the barrel of Everett Cooper to left field, and a snatching catch by the left fielder Nathaniel Uten as he jumps up into the air and records the first down.
First pitch, 6:06 p.m., right on cue. Second straight day, the Fred Nats have swung the first pitch to start up the ballgame and put the ball in play.
Yesterday.
Brenner Cox a single yesterday.
Yeah, it was a base hit for Brenner Cox. He would steal second. Came around to score. It set the table for the Fred Nats. The 1-0 lead was not enough. The final score last night, 6-5, in favor of the Red Sox in 10 innings. Here's Elijah Green from the right side. First pitch. And the seventh best prospect in the Nationals organization eyes up a breaking ball for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Umpire and crew tonight, Jared Neal out in the field. Pedro Powell behind the dish. 0-1 to Green. He swings, rockets it high into the air, straightaway center field. Underneath it is Nelly Taylor, about five steps in front of the warning track, and catches it head high for out number two.
He gave it a little bit of a ride, but just out in front of it, just underneath it as well.
And he hit it 107 off the bat, just like you said, Carter. Got too far underneath it.
Nelly Taylor, routine play. Now, Elijah Green's got power, but that was going to stay in the yard just by a couple steps in front of the track, to your point.
Here's the designated hitter, Sammy Infante. RBI double to start things in the first inning yesterday for him. First pitch. Had a fastball, misses down and away. They count 1-0.
I cannot emphasize enough how much I love those Scooby-Doo uniforms. Again, the Mystery Machine colors. You got the Scooby-Doo gang on the front and the back.
Well, he's got Bark in the Park tonight as well, the 1-0. Here's a swing at a chopper, left side foul. 1-1. So not only is it Scooby-Doo night, but everybody brought their dog out to the yard. It makes sense. Excellent execution by our marketing team.
Yes.
Ball and a strike for the 287 hitter Infante. Takes a practice hack, raises it above his right shoulder, the 1-1. Fastball runs high, 2-1. Fonte yesterday, the RBI double. It was part of a two-hit performance. Had a base hit in the eighth. Ended up going 2-for-5 when it was all said and done. 2-1 offering. Fastball pierces the inside corner for a strike. 2-2. 90-mile-an-hour heater.
Interesting defensive alignment today for the Red Sox, especially in the infield, for the Red Sox today, too.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Swing at a line drive, hit towards the gap in left center field, and making a catch on the run is, once again, Nathaniel Uten. Second put out for him in the inning, and we're still scoreless. 1-2-3 inning for Danny Kerwin in his first start here in Salem. We go to the bottom of the first after this. You'll listen to the Red Sox baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first on a Saturday night here in Salem. We're still scoreless between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. 1-2-3 went the Fred Nats with Cooper, Green, and Infante all retired via the flyout, thanks to the right arm of Danny Kerwin in his first start at the single-A level. And the Red Sox ready to go 1-2-3. The DH, Antonio Anderson, digs in. Switch hitter from the left side, Nelly Taylor Jr. on deck, and Marvin Alcantara is in the hole. Antonio Anderson is in, ready to face off against one of the top 30 prospects for the Nationals, and Travis Sikora. First pitch fastball, swing and a miss in her half, 0-1. Sikora was outstanding last time he pitched here in Salem against the Red Sox. That was now 24 days ago at this point. No balls and a strike, the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss once again, 0-2. And Sikora, Carter, is every single inch of that 6'7" frame, just towers over you on the bump.
Yeah, and again, also has that little hitch too in his motion.
And he winds and fires, 0-2. Fastball misses down and out. The count now 1-2. Antonio Anderson, what a night for him yesterday. Gets the half-day rest today. Ends up 3-for-4 with a walk. None bigger than his two-run scoring triple in the fifth inning. 1-2 pitch. He nubs one foul right side on a half-hearted swing. Didn't even go all the way around. 1-2, it'll stay.
Oh, and the single that he had back in the first, you mentioned didn't even go all the way around on that one. Kind of an excuse-me swing in which he fisted down the right field line, was thrown at its second on the play. But again, yeah, awesome day for Antonio Anderson yesterday. Hopefully he can build off of it today.
1-2 pitch to Anderson. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. Hit him with the off-speed at 85, and way out of the zone, Anderson whiffs at it. Sat down via the K. One gone in the first. Here's Nelly Taylor Jr., the center fielder. He digs in from the left side once again and draws a cross in the dirt, points up to the sky, ready to dig on in. Decked out in the Scooby-Doo jerseys tonight are the Sox on Scooby-Doo night. Bark in the Park as well. Sikora ready, gathers at the belt, first pitch, swing and a miss. 96-mile-an-hour heater. Took Nelly Taylor off balance on the outer half, 0-1. Ellie Taylor Jr. inserted a little bit higher into the lineup. We had a scratch about an hour and a half before first pitch. The 0-1 fastball simmers high in the zone for a strike. 96 again, 0-2. Brooks Brandon was going to play tonight, was taken out. He was going to DH. Antonio Anderson now DHing. That moved Marvin Alcantara into the ballgame, 0-2. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-2. Alcantara was going to get the rest tonight. Instead, he'll play short. Nelly Taylor was ready to bat third. He moves up just one spot to second. Brooks Brannon gets the night off. 1-2. Swing and a towering shot out into left center field. Underneath it, the center fielder, Elijah Green, makes the catch for out number two.
Well, Elijah Green knows how to talk. Could you hear out of your ear there? You could hear him yelling, I got it, I got it,
a little
I got
bit.
It from all the way over here.
A little bit. Well, Marvin Alcantara ready to dig in, the shortstop, who was ready to rest tonight, Carter. Does that mess with you a little bit, an hour and a half before the game, to learn that instead of having the night off, you're going to play? Because remember, a lot of the time we get these lineups in the morning.
Yes. Maybe so. Maybe so. To just be informed an hour before.
First pitch to the righty, and he chops it high on the left side, and it's bobbled. Eight up Ochoa as he was charging at it. Marvin Alcantara's aboard with an error.
Yeah, that's a tough play for Ochoa having to charge. That's a play that he's going to tell you probably should make. It looks like they have scored that base hit off the bat of Alcantara. Having to charge on that one for Ochoa. Now, again, he's going to tell you he needs to make that play probably. But I can understand maybe the scoring decision on that one.
From the left side now, Nathaniel Uten, the hero last night. Pick off over to first and getting his right foot back on the bag. Marvin Alcantara. Two gone, runner off of first, scoreless ball game here in the home half of the first inning. The Sox were winners 6-5 last night in extra innings. First pitch to U10. Fastball misses out, 1-0.
And again, when the Red Sox got things going yesterday, a lot of the times it was with two outs. Well, here we go, another opportunity.
You are right, Carter. They do score that base hit. I'm a little surprised myself because it went in and out of his glove, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Handcuffed him that time with a breaking ball at 82. 1-1.
Uten still got that pink bat with the Scooby-Doo jersey.
That's quite the look.
And Scooby-Doo, of course. I guess Daphne is associated with more so the purple color.
Sure.
But the pink kind of works with it for sure.
There's some aura to it. The 1-1 nubs it on a liner into the seats left side. 1-2. I do not know how that got through.
I don't either.
But it got into the seats.
Luckily didn't hit it. Did not hit anybody.
That was another one of those half-hearters.
Fan got the souvenir. They're checking on him. Make sure he's okay. Looks like he is.
Sikora. 1-3 on the season. He picks off over to first. Alcantara in there with a head-first slide. A 2.78 ERA. Making his 12th start of the year. 63 strikeouts in 45 and a third innings pitched. Not too shabby. Out of Round Rock, Texas. 1-2. Swing and a roper right side. This is a fair ball. Marvin Alcantara rounding second. Heading for third. Liam Carroll gives him the red light. Pulling into second. Nathaniel Uten with a double down the right field line.
And that was a smart call by Liam Carroll. Because Alcantara can run, but I think he would have been dead to rights at the plate. Cooper, the cutoff man, was ready to unleash it. But again, just barely fair down the first baseline by inches.
We see Carroll coaching third for the first time at home this season.
Yes.
Ozzie Chavez has been there throughout the majority of this year and all of last year in my experience.
And he is in the dugout currently as we speak.
Andy Lugo now from the right side. First pitch on the way. And the 266 hitter looks at a breaking ball down and away. We got a balk. This scores a run for the Sox.
How about that for a two-out rally? Single, a double, and a balk. And our field umpire, Jared Neal, was all over it.
So the Sox are up 1-0 with two gone and now a runner on third as Uten shifts on the balk as well. Now the first pitch to Lugo. And he nubs it, a slow roller that trickles foul right side. 0-1.
And they're going to play. The Fred Nets are going to play. That was a fair ball because behind the plate, Coleman Harris came charging. I thought it was a foul ball. Let's see the replay.
It backspun foul.
But did it land? Tried to make contact. There's the balk. They're going to come out and have a conversation about this. Pedro Powell, our home plate umpire, was right behind the play. Coleman Harris came charging on it. The backspin, he was trying to make contact with the ball before it spun into foul ground so we could have the out. I thought it was a foul ball from here. But I wonder if we have a look of that on MILB TV.
I thought it was a foul ball as well. Again, your umpiring crew tonight, not your typical Carolina League umpires.
Here we go.
To the travel issues, our umpires have been unable to get in up to this point. So you have some high school umpires in Jared Neal and Pedro Powell who did a great job last night. 0-1 to Lugo. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Neal was here last night. This is Powell's first opportunity. It was Travis Goddick in the field yesterday. No balls, two strikes, runner off a third, two gone in the first. The 0-2. Swing and a slow roller, chop foul, left side. 0-2 once again as Lugo continues to stay alive. One of the top batting averages on the team for the Sox. Also second in the Carolina League in doubles. 66 hits for Andy Lugo. 0-2. He swings, lifts it into the air, shallow right field, and it's down in front of Peoples for a base hit. A run scores, it's 2-0 Salem. Andy Lugo, an RBI single with two gone in the first.
Yeah, a little blooper out to right. And Nick Peoples, the right fielder, I guess didn't get a good read on it, so to say. I don't think he was going to catch that ball, but
you didn't know, give
based
much
on
effort.
Yeah, where it fell, must have been too far away for him to make a play on it. And Lugo would take it. Ribby single, and just like that, it's 2-0. And again, all this happened with two outs. All of this happened with two outs. Two up, two down, a single, a double, a balk, and a single. That's winning baseball, though.
No doubt.
The Sox have been, they've been handed some opportunities throughout this series, and I'm not saying that happened this inning, but when they have gotten handed those opportunities, they've taken advantage.
Sure.
And that's what's been so big so far this weekend.
Well, here's Albert Feliz, and Carter, arguably, nobody had a better road trip for 2.5 weeks than him.
No. Three homers on the road, two multi-hit games in Lynchburg against the Hillcats.
Has 9 homers on the season, best of any Red Sox. First pitch, a breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0. Best by a lot. Second best is 5, and is on Zanatello. Runner off of first is Andy Lugo with two gone. 2-0 lead in the first, the 1-0. Breaking ball misses downstairs. It's 2-0. Discipline is there on those breaking balls for Al.
Yeah, and you feel for Sikora a little bit too, because you go 2-up, 2-down. You give up the single to Alcantara.
He eyes up a fastball high, 3-0.
The double is just barely fair down the first base line. Then a balk call. And then you get the ground ball that just is barely foul down the first baseline. And then a looper single falls in. All of a sudden, you're down to zip.
3-0. He ducks away from a high, tight fastball. And it's a 4-pitch walk to Albert Feliz. All of a sudden, the Sox with first and second, a 2-0 lead. Here's Daniel McCalvity in the 7-hole. I mean, it looked like they were going to get sat down 1-2-3.
Yeah, again, yeah, absolutely.
Anderson and Nellie Taylor struck out and flew out rather quickly. And now all of a sudden, a base hit for Marvin Alcantara. Nathaniel Uten with the double, the balk, RBI single, a walk. The Sox are more than in business. Here's Daniel McCalvity. 183 hitter, the first pitch to the righty. He eyes up a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. McCalvity was in the 9-hole last night, moves up to the 7 spot this evening. Came around to score, Carter, 3 times.
Yeah.
Walked, struck out swinging, but it went to the backstop. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, 1-1. And he was able to get to first on a drop strike 3. He came around to score that time, was hit by a pitch, came around to score, and then walked again in the 9th inning, and was the tying run. First and second, 2 gone, the 1-1. In there for a strike, breaking ball outer half at 84. 1-2.
Well, now if you're Danny Kerwin, you love this because your offense has given you a 2-0 lead. And again, we don't know how long he will go in this game. But the Red Sox have built up all sorts of life and momentum early on in this contest.
1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. 84-mile-an-hour slider, and the Sox strand runners at first and second. But a little bit of damage is done, and the Sox are in front 2-0. A balk. Base hit from Alcantara. Double from Uten, and an RBI single from Andy Lugo put the Sox in front. We go to the second after this in Salem.
Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second on a Saturday night in Salem. A 2-0 lead early on for the Sox after Marvin Alcantara singled. Nathaniel Uten doubled. A balk from the starting pitcher Travis Sikora and an RBI single from Andy Lugo propelled the Red Sox to a 2-0 advantage. On the bump for the Sox, Danny Kerwin making his first start of the season. He's ready to face off against 4-5-6, Marcus Brown, Caleb Farmer, and Jose Colmenares. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the first. First pitch swinging, Everett Cooper lined out, and then a flyout and another line out. Marcus Brown digs in. Farmer on deck, Colmenares in the hole. Brown batted fifth yesterday, moves up to fourth today. Had a huge RBI triple in the fourth inning a day ago. First pitch is a fastball, misses down at the ankles, and it's 1-0. Righty on lefty matchup, Marcus Brown from the left side. 235 hitter, three homers and 20 RBI on the season. Kerwin from the belt, former Ryder Bronco, deals 1-0. Fastball swing and a miss, 1-1. Marcus Brown, one of the sensational talents, I will say, in the Nationals organization. Plays a great defensive infield, particularly at third. 1-1. He swings, lifts it high into the air, just out of the infield on the right side. Backpedaling is Framie De Leon, and he makes the catch head high. Right at his eyes for out number one.
Four flyouts so far today. It's technically a pop-up to the second baseman, De Leon, but
soft contact all
four
around.
Four pop-ups, yeah, in the outfield, really. Yeah, absolutely.
You had one. Elijah Green got a hold of one, hit it
sure.
Close to the track, 107 off the bat, but it got way too far underneath it. Here's Caleb Farmer from the right side. First pitch. And he eyes up a fastball high in the zone for a strike. Just barely lift the bat off his right shoulder. It's 0-1. Caleb Farmer making his, get this, Carter, just third start at first base this season, the 0-1. He swings and tags it foul, right side into the seats. 0-2. Farmer did not play yesterday. Now, he's played a lot of baseball, don't get me wrong, but it's typically not at first base
sure.
Is the only thing. 0-2. He swings, knifes it foul once again, right towards the on-deck circle. Stays alive at 0-2. He's typically behind the dish if he's in there or designated hitting. So kind of a Brooks Brandon situation. Hey, to get him on the field, let's play him at first base a little bit here. 0-2 to Farmer. He swings and misses. Got him with a fastball. Two gone. Danny Kerwin is dealing.
Five up, five down.
There's Jose Colmenares now. Colmenares, a dangerous hitter on the other side for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Homered twice. Last time he was in town. Hit by a pitch and a board via the error yesterday. First pitch misses down and away, and the count 1-0. Did come around to score twice. Matter of fact, he came around to score in the 10th inning to put the Fred Nats in front. He was the extra runner.
Yeah.
1-0. Swing and a tipper foul. Stays on top of home plate, 1-1. Fred Nats could not hold on, though. The Red Sox would score two in the 10th. They walked it off. Despite facing the all-out blitz, so to speak, a five-man infield. First time I have seen that at the minor league level. Ball and a strike to pitch. Fastball misses below the knees, 2-1. Colmenares, 193 hitter. 17 runs batted in on the season. Two gone, nobody on. Top of two. Kerwin delivers the 1-2. Tips off the mitt on McCalvany behind the dish. Misses outside. And pardon me, it was 2-1. It's now 3 balls and a strike. You look at Jose Colmenares, and he's been quiet in his last 10 games despite this team being hot. He rockets the 3-1 on a line drive over the head of the first baseman, Albert Feliz, into shallow right for a two-out single. Well, that is the broadcaster's jinx at its finest, hitting just 161 in his last 10 games, and as soon as I say it,
I tell you
he's
what,
aboard.
It never fails, right?
Never.
I truly think every single time we said something along those lines this year, the opposite always happens.
What did John Sterling say? He said, if we truly play an impact on the game by what we say, here's John McHenry, and he crushes one foul right side over the fence, allowed nothing and one.
Something.
He said if we play an impact on the game like that, we're not getting paid enough.
Yeah, so it's something along those lines, yeah. Because people always call him out for saying, you know, six innings in, you're like, oh, David Wells has a no-hitter,
yep.
Yada, yada, yada.
0-1 to McHenry. Check swing, pitch misses downstairs at 21.
It was something along the lines of, if it's my fault that a no-hitter is broken up, then we're all grossly underpaid.
Yeah.
If I have the power, yes.
1-1. Fastball outside, 2-1.
It was something about him having control over the situation. Like,
sure.
if he has control over what's happening on the field, to your original point, then he's grossly underpaid. Which he's probably right.
He's probably right. He's a legend for a reason. Speaking of legends, by the way, runner off of first, the 2-1. He swings, lifts it back, foul into the seats, left side, 2-2. Joe Castiglione, baby.
Yeah.
Going into the Hall of Fame. Up in Cooperstown as we speak.
Yeah, he didn't make the trip out to L.A., correct? Because he's out in Cooperstown this weekend. Yeah.
I mean, you talk about legend of all legends. To go into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a broadcaster, you're the cream of the cream of the crop.
Yeah, absolutely.
2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with the breaking ball inside. Two strikeouts in the frame for Danny Kerwin. And he's lights out in his first start this season. He sits him down in 4, and we're ready to go to the bottom of the second. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Back after this in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second on a Saturday night in Salem. 2-0, the Red Sox in front, ready to go 8-9-1 in the batting order. Stanley Tucker, the right fielder, for Amy DeLeon from second base, and then back to the top, Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter tonight. Giovanni Heener joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And Carter, a fun pitching matchup tonight. Danny Kerwin, he's been lights out for the Sox in his first start of the season, despite appearing in 11 other ball games. On the other side, Travis Sikora making his 13th start of the year. It's been a little bit rocky for him, despite being a top 30 prospect in the Nats organization. Gave up 3 consecutive hits in that first inning to put the Sox in front 2-0, and a balk didn't help either. Stanley Tucker is in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Got up with a breaking ball. 0-1 for the 21-year-old out of Texas A&M. JUCO product. Spent 2 seasons at the junior college ranks before transferring, playing a year in the SEC. The 0-1. He swings and misses on a fastball. Quickly, nothing and two. He's warming up a little bit in his last 10 ball games, hitting .313 over the span of the last 10 games. That's 10 of 32 with 2 doubles, 3 RBI, and 5 walks. No balls, 2 strikes to pitch. Breaking ball runs high and away. It's 1-2. Had 2 multi-hit games a couple of weeks back against Lynchburg, a series in which the Sox walked away with the split against their arch rivals in the 460 rivalry. 1-2. Breaking ball rings him up on the outer half, strike 3. 1 gone in the second.
And this is important for Travis Sikora to have a bounce back frame. You give up the 2 runs in the home half of the first, and obviously still a 2-run game, so, and plenty of time left to go. But if you can settle into a little bit of a rhythm here and post 0, I think that's big going forward for sure.
Couldn't agree with you more there, Carter. Framie DeLeon now from the left side. Infield playing in on the left side, and a fastball misses high and away. Just out of the zone at 95 on the gun. It's 1-0. Framie DeLeon back into the lineup for the Sox. Good for about 2 appearances a week, the 1-0. He swings and taps one back to the chest protector of Colmenares, who gobbles it up. It's 1-1. DeLeon, the 19-year-old out of Santiago, the Dominican Republic. Righty on lefty. 1 gone, nobody on the pitch. Breaking ball dances him off the plate, down it in. It's 2-1. Well, with an on-paper move, Framie went up to Portland and played at the AA level for the Sea Dogs, not once, Clark, but twice earlier this season. Cool opportunity. 2-1. Fastball stings the outer half. It's 2-2.
And that second time, it was like within 24 hours he came back down to Salem. But again, a great opportunity to play with that group.
That group in particular.
Particularly in Portland.
Top three.
Did get a start up there? Did get a start?
Yep.
With the Sea Dogs?
And then 1 substitution appearance coming into pinch hit. 2-2. Sikora deals. Swing and a tagger on the ground, left side foul. 2-2, it'll stay.
And can play all around the field, too. Like, we're seeing Andy Lugo play third base today, and we've not seen him in the infield a ton recently. Mostly
Lugo
plays the outfield, but can play first, second, and third.
At third is a little unconventional. 2-2 misses inside at the hip. It's 3-2.
Framie DeLeon, though, last homestand we saw, I mean, typically he plays second. We saw him play some right field.
We did.
As well.
We did. Faced off against Akron and Redding, the Fightin' Phils.
Yes.
When he was at the AA level. The payoff pitch. Fastball misses high. Boy, I thought that was ball 4. Scoreboard thought
there
so, too. And there it is. DeLeon, I don't think, knew that he had ball 4 at first.
He'll take the 1-out walk. Akron, the Rubber Ducks, I believe.
I believe you're correct.
Also, by the way, starting to rain here in Salem.
Starting to trickle, something to look out for. It rained throughout the majority of the day today. Nothing heavy. Here's another look at the pitch on MILB TV as Antonio Anderson digs in from the left side. 1 gone, runner off of first. 2-0 lead for the Sox, bottom of 2. First pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike knee high, 0-1. Anderson struck out swinging first time up. Coming off the heels of a 3-for-4 performance with a walk last night. 3 RBI for the 19-year-old. The 0-1. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss down to the dirt. Throw down to second. Got him big time. About a half a step in front of the diving hand of Framie DeLeon, and he's caught stealing. 2 gone.
And I agree with the decision to run there because, again, starting to rain a little bit. Maybe you try and take advantage of a wet ball.
Sure.
Jason Colmenares behind the plate, but that was a dart to second base. And it had Choa cover in the bag, and the tag was put down in just enough time.
No balls, 2 strikes for Anderson, and the pitch. He swings, laces a line drive, foul into the netting left side. 0-2.
It kind of is that late July shower, though. Like, this is going to pass by fairly quickly. It's not that crazy dark outside.
It's coming down enough, though, where people are starting to take cover here. Enough to be annoying. The 0-2. He swings, dribbles one, right side. It's into the stop of Farmer, and he plants his right foot on first base for out number three. Well, we'll see if they continue to play baseball. I don't think it's bad enough for us to not. Top of three after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third on a steamy Saturday afternoon in Salem. 2-0, the Red Sox in front as the rain's starting to come down, and Danny Kerwin is pouring it all over the Fred Nats as well. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the first, faced just four batters in the second, and ready to go up against the bottom of the order for the first time tonight. It's 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats. Danny Kerwin making his first start this season, coming in for the injured JoJo Ingracia, who was placed on the 7-day IL. Liam Carroll says, hey, I need somebody to inject themselves into the rotation. Well, why not go to one of your best bullpen arms and give him the opportunity? 24-year-old out of Ryder College. Here's the first pitch to Nate Ochoa. And a fastball's in there for a strike in her half. 0-1. Nate Ochoa in there for the first time this series for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Did not play last night in a 6-5 Red Sox win. 0-1. Breaking ball inside. 1-1. 2-0-1 hitter with three homers and 22 RBI for Nate Ochoa Leyva. Kerwin from the belt. Kicks and deals. 1-1. Fastball. Trickled foul. Right side with a whole lot of backspin. 1-2. Nate Ochoa Carter, one of those guys that good for about three games a week for the opposition. Played three games last time they were here in Salem against the Red Sox. Kerwin winds and fires. 1-2. Swing at a tipper. Foul left side.
I'll tell you what.
The cutter that time at 84.
It still feels so weird to be in game two on a Saturday here in Salem.
It's bizarre.
Only the second time the Sox will play a three-game series here this season.
1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider on the outer half. 1 gone. Third strikeout of the night for Danny Kerwin.
Just continuing to deal. There is some action, or rather, I was about to say there was some action in the Red Sox bullpen. No, they're actually pulling the tarp onto the mound in the Red Sox bullpen. So this is Danny Kerwin's game for now, and great pitch there on the outer half. Ochoa down on strikes, and to the nine hole we go.
From the left side, here's Nick Peoples. First pitch on the way. And the right fielder eyes up a fastball outside, 1-0. On deck, top of the order, Everett Cooper the third. Peoples a 148 hitter. 3 RBI and a homer, the 1-0. Fastball in there, outer half. 1-1. You take a look at what he has done in his last 10 games for this Fredericksburg Nationals team. And again, a guy who plays a couple times a week. 1-1 in there for a strike with a breaking ball. It's 1-2.
The other thing, too, with Danny Kerwin is he just continues to work ahead, too. No free passes so far. You mentioned the 3 Ks.
1-2. Misses outside with a fastball at 92, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yes, indeed he does. People struggling as of late, Carter, hitting 105 in his last 10 games. 2-2, line drive into the seats right side. stays alive at 2-2 with one gone, nobody on. 2-0 lead for the Sox in the top of the third if you're just joining us in Salem.
Rain has subsided just a tad. Still sprinkling, but slowed down.
2-2. Breaking ball misses. 3-2.
You can tell because you can look on the top of the dugout with the roofs on there and everything. And yes. People start to linger back to the seats, too. The pitter-patter of the rain falling on the John Deere construction equipment top of the dugout.
Kerwin offers the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him again. 90 miles an hour on the inner corner. Back-to-back strikeouts, three in a row dating back to the second, and he's got four on the night.
Just continuing to pound the zone as well. Back to the top of the order. But, yeah, I mean, by the way, there's the dugout. When I was growing up, they used to say Salem Sox across. And I think last year.
It said that until the back half of last season. We came back from the All-Star break. That was new. First pitch to Everett Cooper. Misses down and in, 1-0. Top of the order for the Fred Nats. Two gone, nobody on. Top of three. Sox in front, 2-0. Yeah, that was new. About this time last year.
Yep, okay. I was going to ask you about that.
One ball, no strikes for Everett Cooper, the pitch. In there. Fastball outer half, 1-1. Kerwin has thrown, Carter, 39 pitches, 26 of them for strikes. I mean, he really is dialed into the strike zone.
Yes, absolutely.
Taking a long look in. Glancing over his left shoulder, 1-1. Swinging a line drive right side up over the leaping hand of Framie DeLeon. It is shallow right for a knock. Another two-out single for the Fredericksburg Nationals. They did it in the second. They collect their second hit in the same fashion here in the third.
Yeah, line drive into right for that one. And yeah, but nothing hurt, though. And again, to your point about Denny Curran pitching well, the two runs in the bottom of the first, that has, again, to help you with your confidence level and how aggressive you can be on the bump.
First pitch, Elijah Green eyes up a strike. Fastball pierces the outside corner.
And obviously it's still just a two-run game. But whenever your offense gives you two runs early on, just so big. And he's benefited off of it for sure.
Pick off over to first, head first slide. Sees Everett Cooper back in there safely. Three hits for the Sox, two hits for the Nats. 2-0 lead for the Sox with two gone and a runner on first here in the top of the third inning. No balls and a strike. Pitch is on the way. Swinging a line drive into the seats. Foul right side once again. 0-2 for Green.
So the Red Sox are wearing their specialty Scooby-Doo unis. We've seen a couple specialty jerseys this year. We got Scooby-Doo, Star Wars, help me out here. We
Grateful Dead was my favorite. The tie-dye.
There was one more, too.
Margaritaville. 0-2, runner takes off, swinging a tipper off the face mask of McCalvity, foul. It keeps Elijah Green alive. Cooper's going to have to go back to first after his two-out single.
But do you remember the first one of the year, 2 weeks in?
That was early. The Malmo Oatmilkers. I loved the Margaritaville.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian-type look. That was probably my favorite, either that or the tie-dye. But the Grateful Dead night. 0-2 to Elijah Green. He swings, rockets one to straightaway center field, backpedaling and retrieving is Nellie Taylor. He throws it in. It's a single for Elijah Green. Back-to-back knocks for the Fred Nats. They're in business with two gone runners on first and second.
111 off the bat.
Yeah, he killed that baseball.
Scolded it.
You saw Nellie Taylor have to kind of range back to it so that he didn't misplay it. That ball was hit so hard. He came in, and after it one-hopped, he kind of had to brace himself, so to speak. Well, it sets things up nicely here for Sammy Infante. Fred Nats trailing by a pair of runs here in the top of the third, trying to rally with two gone. Righty on righty, Kerwin delivers. Here's a swing and a roper on the ground straight away. On top of second, DeLeon gloves. Fires to first in time for out number three. Two hits, but no damage done. Two strikeouts in the frame for Kerwin, and the Sox stay in front, 2-0. We go to the home half of three after this with a two-run lead here in Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long?
Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of three on a sprinkling Saturday night in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Sox facing off against the top 30 prospect in Travis Sikora on the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals. But the Sox have bested him up to this point. They're tied in the hit column at three apiece, but Salem has turned it into two runs. A balk helped out as well, and they're ready to go with 3-4-5 due up in the order. Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, and Andy Lugo for the Sox. Giovanni Heener joined alongside Carter Hill with you, whether you're listening on MILB app, MILB.com, or if you're watching us on MILB TV. And pardon me, the order goes 2-3-4, Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Nathaniel Uten. Sometimes you just got to trust your own scoring. I looked at as if I didn't write in the final out. Here's the first pitch, and Nelly Taylor eyes up a fastball for a strikeout or half 0-1. Because of the caught stealing, I'm saying, well, there was a walk. I must have just forgot to write the last one. No, that's
so
not the case.
Last night, walk-off. Let's get the pitch in.
Here's the 0-1. Misses downstairs 1-1.
I hate to admit, I had to go back and look at who was hitting at the time during the walk-off. It was a walk-off fielder's choice. A base hit, you probably remember a little bit more, but because it happened so fast and everything.
1-1, misses downstairs 2-1.
Get a walk-off fielder's choice. Chopper to the right side, run scores from third. I didn't write fielder's choice in my scorebook because the game's over. You're just like, oh, time to go home. You close the book.
Yeah.
But it was the Danny Utsett.
2-1. This is high with the fastball. A little bit of rain. Just kind of felt like that one slipped out of the grasp of Sikora. 3-1. Yeah, I think it was the first and only time in my young career, I will add. 3-1. Misses outside ball, 4-5 pitch walk to lead her off in the third for Nelly Taylor Jr. First time in my career, I think, Carter, I can say where the person that put the ball in play, because it wasn't a hit, to walk things off was really not the star of the play.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the headliner in it was more so
there's
the
a balk again. How about that? Sorry to cut you off.
No.
I could hear Jared Neal from up here saying that's a balk.
Hey, they're trying to earn their opportunities,
exactly,
too. What
exactly.
An opportunity for them, might I have.
Sure,
I mean, we were told that they were high school umpires, so that's the information we are given. Now they're doing some minor league baseball here. There's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. I imagine what that phone call is. Hey, we need you to do the Salem Red Sox game. That is minor league baseball, single A level, with some top 30 prospects and top 100 prospects at that, at the ballpark. Here's the 0-1, by the way. This is down and away in the count now. 1-1. $100 a game, can you show up?
Like, yeah.
You don't say no to that. What
no,
an opportunity.
Of course not.
And I just made up $100
yeah,
a
yeah.
game.
Yeah, yeah. Hypothetical, but yeah, absolutely. Second balk of the day for Travis Sikora.
That'd be like if you were in high school, 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2.
And they say, hey, do you want to play for the Salem Red Sox?
Well, maybe not quite
but
that
by
extreme.
The way, I have a funny story about that, but continue, please.
Well, maybe not quite that extreme, but I did broadcasting in high school. That's like they call, hey, the Syracuse Mets broadcaster sick. Can you come do the game?
Yeah,
you
sure.
1-2, swing and a tattoo into the net. Foul, 1-2, it'll stay.
So I don't know if you've read this. There's an A to Z guide on pretty much every single minor league baseball website. I was bored the other day. We had 2.5 weeks off. So I look at it on our website, SalemSox.com, by the way. And I'm looking through the A to Z website. Let me pull it up.
1-2. Alcantara tattoos this one hard into left, backpedaling McHenry, but he makes the catch for out number one.
All right, let's see here.
Well, while you find it, I'll recap everybody. One gone, runner on second. 2-0 lead for the Sox here in the bottom of the third. And Tanya Uten, the hero last night, digs in from the left side. Clark?
This is not just the Red Sox. I've seen it on a couple of different websites. There is a excerpt on the FAQs.
First pitch, fastball high, 1-0.
The A to Z guide that says team tryouts. The Salem Red Sox do not hold, in bold, do not hold open tryouts. All players are acquired by the Boston Red Sox. And when I read that, I said, huh, I'm surprised that that had to be specified.
Yeah, 1-0. Called a strike out or half, 1-1. Would you try out?
I wouldn't make it a day two if I did. But
Clark,
my last ever baseball game was on this field, though.
Yep. And you hit three batters in an inning?
No, that was an actual – we played our the senior year all-star game, if you will.
Okay. 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and away. 2-1.
Even though it wasn't an all-star game, they just – they take, you know, four guys from Blacksburg High School, from Christiansburg High School, from Salem High School, and they all play.
Right.
What's called the last inning game here at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Okay.
So did that.
Pretty cool. That's a pretty cool concept. 2-1. Swing and a miss, breaking ball downstairs. 2-2 for Uten. Well, this is a big opportunity here. We're having our fun, but runner off a second. Two-run lead, never safe, but you feel like you could give it a little cushion here if you can make something happen. Just one gone. Good spot in the order with Lugo on deck and Felice after that. 2-2. Runner takes off. It skips in the dirt. No throw and a stolen bag for Nellie Taylor Jr. He's speedy, man, and he can make you pay if you're napping.
Absolutely. That's why it was so good yesterday when he was the automatic runner at second in the bottom of the 10. Now the infield comes in.
Well, it wasn't great last time he rounded third to end the series last time these two teams played. He trusted his speed a little too much there, ran right through the red light. Tagged out at the plate to end the game. Payoff pitch. Misses high and tight with a fastball. Nathaniel Uten works the second walk of the inning for the Sox. Both runners aboard via free bases on pass balls. And here's Andy Lugo.
What an opportunity now for Salem. To your point, if you can make this a 3-0 ball game or more, that's big time going forward. Again, this is such a key series for the Red Sox. Came in 5 back, 1 yesterday, and now 4 back today. And if you can at least take 2 or 3, I mean, that's huge going forward with still 6 more at home coming up.
First pitch to Lugo. Check swing. Pitch called a strike. Slider. Top of the zone, 0-1.
And now middle infield place back, open for the double play ball. Corners remain in. Brown about 2 steps behind the third base back.
Socorro with the mitt at his face, peering to home plate, delivers 0-1. Here's a rocket foul. Up over the Roanoke Times Pavilion and left. 0-2. Allowed 0-2. Yanked it.
Strikeout would be huge, too, though, for Socorro.
Runners on the corners. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Just one gone here in the home half of 3. Lugo second in the league in doubles. The 0-2. Misses high. 1-2. Gave him a slider that time again. It's just outside of the zone. Andy Lugo red hot in his last 10 games for the Sox. 12 for 38, good for .316 average. Here's another one. Ground ball through the left side of the infield, a base hit. Nellie Taylor comes in to score. RBI single, fourth hit of the night. It's 3-0 Salem. Runners on first and second with just one gone for Albert Felix.
Well, take a bow, Andy Lugo. 2 for 2 today with 2 RBI singles. One to right, in which he kind of flared. And that one he just laced into left. And now, first we're going to have a meeting on the bump. Justin Lord, the pitching coach, going to come out from the first base dugout. But the Red Sox have really gotten to Travis Socorro today. And again, a couple weeks ago when he pitched here, he was dynamite. And he's not been bad today by any means. You know, only 4 base hits. But 3 walks, or four walks rather, which has been a killer. And the Red Sox have taken advantage of some pretty key opportunities.
What is this conversation right here, Carter? With one gone, first and second, now a 3-0 advantage for the Sox. You also got Kerwin. You'd like to think he goes back out there. He might not have as long of a start, if I had to guess, just because he's coming out of the pen typically and does not go the same type of distance. You look at Danny Kerwin's game log up to this point, and he's typically good for a 2 to 3 inning max outing. He's gone deep in 4 2/3 in the last month. That is his longest outing of the season. His second longest is 4 1/3, but on average it's 2 to 3. Regardless, here's Albert Feliz from the right side. First pitch, a fastball misses out. 1-0.
Well, and we can't see from here if anybody's loosening in the Fredericksburg bullpen, but that also could have been to buy somebody time who was warming up as well.
First and second. 1-0 to Big Al. Socorro deals. Fastball down and away. 2-0. Albert Feliz on the verge of coming Salem's first double-digit home run hitter this season.
So Socorro has now thrown 65 pitches here today.
Fastball taken downstairs again. 3-0. They're not pitching to Big Al. He walked on 4 pitches his first time up in the first inning.
And I think Travis Socorro, again with the walks, his command has just not been where it typically is today.
Foul tip to the netting, 3-1.
Turned him loose, and he got a good pitch there.
Yeah, he gave him a 94-mile-an-hour heater high and in. It was actually out of the zone.
Big Al wanted it, jumping up and down.
Plays with such a jolliness to him is the best way to put it. 3-1 swing and a miss, brought him to a knee with a breaking ball. Throw down to first, and playing way away from the bag was Farmer. Couldn't get back in time to apply a tag. Andy Lugo head first slide sees him back in there safely. 3 balls, 2 strikes for Albert Feliz. 1 gone, first and second for the Sox. Big pitch coming. It's on the way. Rings him up on the inner half with a breaking ball. It's the right call, a great pitch. 2 gone.
And that is a big boy AB for Travis Socorro. Because you're down 3-0 in the count, you're in danger of walking the bases loaded with one down, trailing already by 3, and you come back and secure a strike on a Big Al. That is the AB of the day for Travis Socorro.
Huge. Here's Daniel McCalvany. First pitch nearly hits him on the head. He turns away from a fastball at 93, way high and in. Dangerous, it's 1-0. And you're right, Carter. Socorro just not with his typical location here. The 1-0. Pitch called a strike downstairs. Runners went. And they're safe at second and third with stolen bases.
But now base hit. It's 5-0.
Yeah.
In all likelihood. With Andy Lugo off second base.
Just a little bit more pressure here for McCalvany. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 gone. The pitch. He swings and chops it into his right foot. 2-1.
Got to have this one if you're Socorro in the front minutes.
McCalvany again aboard 3 times yesterday. A hit by pitch, a walk, and a walk, and then aboard a 4th time on a strikeout swinging that got to the backstop on a wild pitch. 2-1 on the way. In there for a strike. Breaking ball tailed back into the zone at 83, and it's 2-2. Biggest pitch of the game on tap. 2 gone. 2nd and 3rd for the Sox, leading it 3-0. Looking to blow the doors off this one here in the third. McCalvany calls time. He digs back in, plants the bat on home plate. With a twirl, raises it above his right shoulder. Long look in for Socorro. He gathers at his face, peers to home plate, fires the 2-2. Fastball misses high, and it's full.
First base is open, but you don't want to walk the bases loaded with 2. For Stanley Tucker and then Framby De Leon.
McCalvany walked twice yesterday and was hit by a pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, pitch of the game on the way. Swing and a miss. He did strike him out. Got him with the 85-mile-an-hour slider down and away. The Sox strand two, but they grab one in the third. And they're up 3-0. RBI single off the barrel of Andy Lugo, the second one of the day. And we go to the fourth after this here in Salem.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth on a Saturday night here in Salem. 3-0 advantage for the Sox. Danny Kerwin dealing on the bump, ready to head into his fourth inning of work. And I need to step up to the mic on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. 4-5-6 to go is in the Fred Nats order. Here's Marcus Brown from the left side. First pitch from Danny Kerwin. He rocks and fires. And it's called a strike outside corner of the knees. And the count starts at nothing in block. Brown, Farmer, and Jose Colmenares. Danny Kerwin on the bump for his fourth inning of work. The 0-1. He swings and pops it up. Third base side. It trickles foul. And it's nothing at two. Sox lead it 3-0. Got two in the first. And one in the third. Two RBI singles on the day for Andy Lugo, who plays third base. 0-2 from the belt. And he misses low and outside. Moves the count to 1-2. Marcus Brown popped up to Framie De Leon back in the second, hitting .234 on the season. 1-2. Breaking ball sails low and outside. Evens up the count at 2-2. Danny Kerwin, first ever professional start. Didn't make his professional debut until the last week of April after signing with the Boston Red Sox. 2-2. Swing and a tipper into the mitt of McKelvey. And there's strike three. How about that for Danny Kerwin? That's number five on the day, and there's one down.
Huge. I mean, Kerwin is arguably having the best outing we've seen him have all season up to this point, Carter. You look at his strikeout totals this year, and he's tied his best now with five today. A sixth would be a season high.
Here's Caleb Farmer. He struck out back in the second. First pitch from the belt. And he takes it low and inside. One ball, no strikes.
He's had five twice. Once on June 29th against Fredericksburg, and the second time 2 weeks ago at Lynchburg.
1-0. Breaking ball just misses low and in. Moves the count to 2-0. Now, there is nobody warming up in the Red Sox bullpen. You do see Max Carlson starting to stretch a little bit, but the tarp is still on the field down in the bullpen.
Right.
Which is a nice indicator. Nobody's exactly warming up. The 2-0. Called it. No, just misses low and inside. Pedro Powell, our home plate umpire, kind of flexed his shoulders there for a minute, wanting to ring him up for strike number one. But instead, it misses in, and it's 3-0. Right back to work. He winds and fires. There's a strike inside corner. 3-1.
Well, the five strikeout performance on the 29th, Kerwin went 4 2/3. Last time he pitched five strikeouts, on July 5th at Lynchburg, he went just three innings.
3-1, a slider that just misses low and outside. And there's ball four. So a five-pitch walk to Farmer. And with one down here is Jose Colmenares, the catcher.
Just the fourth base runner for the Fred Nats in as many innings. One gone. I mean, that's just lights-out pitching up to this point.
So something I noticed in between innings that I really want to talk about. I actually got a video of it because I thought it was the coolest thing maybe I've seen here all season long, really. First, the first pitch, and he takes it low and outside. Starts the count out at 1-0. Billy Taylor Jr., right, one of our favorites on this team in terms of his personality and everything. As he's running out to his center field position, 1-0, Roczen fires, he swings, pops it up, down the right field line, it falls foul, and it moves the count to 1-1. So he's running out to center field, and always in between innings, outfielders would toss the ball back and forth amongst one another.
Sure.
Stanley Tucker was on deck to end the prior frame, so it takes him a little bit of time. 1-1, Wyans and fires, misses low and outside, shifts the count to 2-1. And as he's running out there to center field, he's got to wait on Stanley Tucker. So he's got the ball in his glove, and there's about a five-year-old fan all the way down the third baseline. 2-1. He swings, lines the right side. It's through for a base hit. Farmer to second. He pumps the brakes there as Tucker comes up shooting. And it's a one-out single off the bat of Jose Colmenares. First and second, one down. So Nelly's running out there. And by the time he starts tossing the ball that he has in his glove with the five-year-old fan out there down the third baseline.
That is awesome. I did not catch that.
Here's a video of it. Got it on my phone. As there's a quick meeting on the bump. Deanna McAlvany and Danny Kerwin. Look at that right there. See if we can turn it around. You got little guy in the red tossing it back and forth as he runs back out to his position. He's down the line right now in a red shirt, Salem Red Sox hat. And that is a memory that will hopefully last a lifetime.
Well, you have a memory similar to that, no? When you were at a Wilson Tobbs game when you were a kid?
Yeah, that's a cool story.
What was it? You've told me the story. So, was it with a current Red Sox player?
Yeah, so it relates to the Salem Red Sox.
Okay.
First, here's John McHenry. First pitch from the belt, squares around a bunt, pulls back, and misses low
outside. Oh, it was Zach Kelly.
So Zach Kelly, who's from just down the road in Botetourt, Virginia, like 20 minutes away from here, grew up playing at Lower Botetourt High School. He's playing at Newberry College, a D2 school in South Carolina. 1-0 from Danny Kerwin. First and second, one down the pitch. He squares around, pulls back, and misses high and in. 2-0. And so Zach starts his career actually at Concord in West Virginia, transfers to Newberry in South Carolina, and he's pitching for the Wilson Tobbs in the Coastal Plain League, which actually is where I spent my broadcasting summer last year. 2-0. There's a strike inside corner. 2-1. So I spent my summer in Wilson last year with the Tobbs, but I grew up going to games there as well because my grandparents live in town.
Right.
Zach Kelly is pitching for the Tobbs in the summer of 2016 or 17. 2-1. Just misses high and away. 3-1. So he's starting that day. And the way the bullpen is laid out down there, actually very similar to here in Salem, except the bullpen is on the field down the left field line. So the guys running to the bullpen walk right by the fans. 3-1. He swings and pops it up foul, third base side. Count fills up. As he's jogging down to the bullpen to grab a bottle of water or something like that, he sees me, and I'm maybe in like seventh grade, wearing a Virginia Tech shirt. And of course, Virginia Tech is 45 minutes down the road from here in Salem. An hour away from Botetourt.
Where we go to school.
3-2, he swings and lines it foul
for
down the right field line.
That don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Go Hokies.
Yeah. And he sees me wearing the Virginia Tech shirt, and he says, hey, go Hokies. And I'm like, of course, I have no idea who he is at the time. And I'm like, huh, are you a Virginia Tech guy? He goes, no, but I grew up just outside of Rona. And that was right around the time that Frank Beamer, legendary head coach, had just retired. So it must have been 2016 was the summer. And we start talking about how is Tech football going to look this year, yada, yada, yada. 3-2, breaking ball. Did he go around? Yes, he did for strike three.
He thinks he had a
Is he walked?
He does not know.
They struck him out. It was a check swing, and Pedro Powell rings him up. He walked all the way down the first base line.
He said, well, he said, John Sterling style. As stopping at first and not moving was Jose Colmenares. He said, well,
what did I miss? Here comes Juan Rivera. So,
what did I miss? He's standing at first base.
So Zach Kelly and I, we talked for about 45 minutes about, like, during the game, about Tech football. And then the following summer, so I follow his career after that because as somebody that age, you're always attached to that person.
Oh, yeah.
And he signed by the A's, then gets released, goes to the Angels. This guy's not even drafted.
Yeah.
Like, he totally defied all the odds to eventually now become a major contributor for the Boston Red Sox.
Major contributor. One of their most useful arms. He started some games. He comes out of the pen. I mean, he's so versatile for them.
Nate Ochoa, first pitch he sees is a slider caught a strike in her half, and the count starts at nothing and one.
And I had the privilege last year, because he never played in Salem on his way up through the Boston Red Sox system. So when they said to him, okay, rehab assignment as he's coming back from injury, they said to him, where do you want to pitch? And he requested.
Oh, one swing and a miss. Quickly, 0-2.
He requested to come pitch here in Salem because he said, that's the only stop I never got to pitch at.
And it's 15 minutes down the road, yeah.
Right. He wanted to come home and pitch a game. Otherwise, you probably do it in Portland or something.
Sure.
But he wanted to do it here.
No balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Flex your muscles, Danny Kerwin. Four scoreless. And to the home half of the fourth, we go in Salem. Sox lead by three. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0 the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals. You're in a gorgeous night for baseball in Salem, VA. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. Well, I say gorgeous because the rain has subsided. The sun is starting to peek through, and hopefully it has become a pleasant night for baseball here in Southwest VA. 8-9-1 goes in the Red Sox order. Stanley Tucker, Framy De Leon, and Antonio Anderson to lead off the fray. The Red Sox got two in the home half of the first, one in the third. Andy Lugo with two RBI singles on the deck. Here's Tucker from the right side to lead off the frame. Now, Travis Sikora's day is done. We'll get to his final line in just a minute. First pitch, and he takes one low and instead on a fastball. Count starts at 1-0. Tucker is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Struck out looking back in the second. 1-0 kicks in DLC, swings, pops it up. Left side of the infield. Charging in Marcus Brown. He's there and makes the catch at high for out number one. So Tucker 0-for-2, and here's Framy De Leon, the second baseman. So Sikora's final line. Three innings, four hits, three runs. They were earned. Five strikeouts, and this is what hurt him. The four walks. First pitch. He swings and rockets a foul down the third base line. Count starts at nothing and one. So De Leon turns around and bats from the right side against the lefty, Donald Diaz, who makes his 25th appearance of the season. Made two starts, 1-1 record,
a 6.75 ERA. 0-1, breaking ball caught a strike, inner half of the knees. No balls and two strikes. 37 and a third innings pitched. 47 strikeouts. Here two. He swings, lines it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Jaime De Leon, one out single. And the Sox are set up here in the fourth.
Yeah, he cranked that thing too. Tagged it pretty good. Fed a breaking ball that caught a lot of the plate. Hit it on the screws. 100 off the bat. One gone. In business for the Sox. And they really are in the driver's seat right now, it feels, Carter. You hope that continues when they go to the pen.
So Anderson now turns around and hits from the right side. He's 0 for 2. First pitch, he swings and chops at third base side. It trickles foul. Count starts at nothing and one. Back-to-back switch hitters in the order for the Red Sox. Having to turn around against the lefty. Now, Donald Diaz on the year. We just touched on his statistics. Did pitcher in Salem a couple weeks ago. Just one appearance. Two scoreless frames back on June 26th. 0-1. Called a strike inside corner at the knees. Moves the count to nothing and two. Anderson, Nelly Taylor, Marvin Alcantara. Top of the order for the Red Sox on Scooby-Doo night here in Salem. 0-2 from the chest. He swings and pops it up foul down the right field line. Anderson spoils it and stays alive. Double A, as they call it.
Double A.
Double A.
It is a really cool nickname, and obviously it makes sense.
You know, when he gets to Portland, though, they're going to have some fun with that.
Yes.
Double A and double A.
Double A to double A.
0-2. He swings, grounds it left side. On op is Brown, looks to second, throws to first, and it's in time for out number two. But DeLeon moves to second. There's two down for Nelly Taylor Jr., the center fielder.
Well, the runner in scoring position with two gone. The Sox went on quite the rally in the first inning with two gone, Carter. Had all of their production come. Three hits and two runs scored and a walk after two outs.
Oh, for one day for Nelly, he walked back in the third. A lefty-on-lefty matchup. De Leon off a second. And the first pitch. Breaky ball misses high and air. Ducking out of the way, Nelly Taylor. One ball, no strikes. Five hits on the day for Salem. The Fred Nets have four. 1-0 from the chest. Winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for strikeout or half. Evens up the count at 1-1. Kind of rests his hands in an interesting position, does Donald Diaz. You see a lot of guys come sit at the belt, or more so the letters. He's out in front of his chest. 1-1. Caught a strike in or half on a fastball, 1-2.
And I had been meaning to comment on Danny Kerwin's stance as well. He like has his back to home plate.
It's a little Craig Kimbrell-esque. He hangs that right arm
sure
around his body. Craig Kimbrell, of course, World Series champion with the Red Sox. 1-2. He swings and chops it. Right side, Cooper charges on a hot backhand. Throws to first, and it's in time for out number three. So the Sox get a runner in scoring position, but can't scratch him across. To the fifth we go in Salem, 3-0. Salem on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth in Salem. 3-0, the Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game two of this three-game set. Well, Danny Kerwin's day is done. Max Carlson is the new pitcher on the mound for the Red Sox. He comes in with a 4-1 record, 2.25 ERA, 22nd appearance of the season. Does have 5 saves, 44 innings pitched, 60 strikeouts to just 17 walks. So Kerwin's day is done, and man, oh man, was he excellent for Salem in his first ever professional start.
I was hoping he'd go a fifth to get the win.
Sure, be in line for the victory. But 4 scoreless frames, 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, and just a single walk. That's a season high in strikeouts as well. 8-9-1 in the Fred Nats order. Here's Nick Peoples from the left side. He swings and misses at the first pitch he sees. And the count starts at nothing and 1. 0-for-1 with a strikeout on the deck. Righty on lefty matchup to start the frame. 0-1. High and away it goes. Evens up the count at 1-1. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Heater. There is so much to talk about from what occurred during the All-Star break, if you will. And we were gone a long time. So it makes sense. First the 1-1. Misses high and away. 2 balls and a strike. Well, the MLB draft took place this past week, and I think in the next week and a half or so, we're going to see this roster in Salem change quite a bit just because the FCL season is coming to a close. These guys will be signing 2-1. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count of 2-2.
I'm not ready. Change is scary, and we're playing good baseball.
2-2 on Peoples. Well, taking a look at who the Red Sox decided to draft in the 2024 MLB draft. I think, yeah, you ask people around the baseball world, they love the draft for the Red Sox. 2-2. Sweeping slider just misses low and outside. And the count runs full at 3-2.
I think they hit a home run in the first
highlighted round. In the first round by Braden Montgomery. Outfielder out of Texas A&M and transferred over from Stanford. Now, first to 3-2, misses low and outside, and there's ball 4. Leadoff walk to Nick Peoples, and here's Everett Cooper, the second baseman, top of the order.
If Montgomery doesn't get hurt, I don't think he falls to the Red Sox.
Maybe not. That is the one downfall to picking Braden Montgomery for us, is we will not see him this season. Did something, I want to say something around the ankle area, just prior to the College World Series with Texas A&M. First pitch, high and tight. 1 ball, no strikes. So he's not playing the rest of the year in 2024. But potentially could be on the Salem Red Sox roster opening day of 2025. 12th overall pick for the Boston Red Sox. 1-0 from the belt. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count of 1-1.
We saw Kyle Teal last year skip right over.
Sure. Now, with Braden Montgomery, the one good thing about his injury, it's nothing ligament-like. Like, it's not like he did something to his calf or, obviously, ACL. Something muscle-like. Like,
yeah, you don't
an
really,
ankle
yeah.
is a freak thing to have happen. It's not a lingering thing.
You don't really worry about it in the future.
1-1 misses low and in. 2 balls and a strike. Gone. Everett Cooper, the third. Starting second baseman is 1-for-2 on the deck. Fouled out and singled back. In the third. Peoples off of first after the leadoff walk. 2-1, kicks and deals. Just misses low and outside. Right below the knees, and it's 3-1. See Marvin Alcantara down at short, shrug his shoulder saying, well, where was that pitch? And according to TrackMan, it was a good one. 3-1, he winds and fires. He swings and pops it up foul. Back to the netting. And the count fills up at 3-2. Elijah Green, the center fielder. He's on deck. But yeah, Braden Montgomery goes in the first round. 12th overall. Peyton Tolley out of TCU, 50th overall. Left-handed pitcher. Maybe we see him in Salem in the next couple of weeks.
I think very possible.
Brandon Neely is somebody out of Florida in the third round. People are psyched about. 3-2. He swings and drubs foul. Third base side. Cooper stays alive. Brandon Neely was one of the arms that carried Florida to the run in the College World Series this year. 86th overall, and he's an electric arm.
3-2. He kicks and deals. Runner off from first. He swings and laces it down the left field line. It trickles foul. And once again, Cooper stays alive.
I think the thing that surprised me the most, Carter, is kind of unlike the Red Sox that we've seen as of late.
A lot of college guys.
A lot of college guys, right? Didn't go high school heavy. I mean, last year, yeah, they went Kyle Teal, but then your second and third round picks were out of high school.
3-2, runner off again. He swings, chops it up the middle, back in, it's up Alcantara, and he boots it, and everybody's going to be safe. He was trying to cover second base as Peoples tried to swipe the bag, and that likely, see how it scored, could be an infield single for Everett Cooper. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Just got away from Marv, and they're going to score that one. And he's six.
I don't know how you score that in error and not the one we saw earlier tonight. I thought that play was harder than the one that
Ochoa botched. There's Elijah Green. First pitch. Called a strike inside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. First and second, nobody down. Elijah Green at the dish serves as the tying run with the Red Nats trailing by three. One for two on the day. A flyout and a single. A one. Just misses. Low and outside. Below the knees as dancing off a second as Peoples. He's back in. Evens up the count of one and one. Brandon Neely, though, is somebody who I'm very excited to hopefully see in Salem. You look more up and down the draft. There is a lot to like about it from top to bottom, really. Will Turner out of South Alabama in the seventh round. 1-1. Sweeping slider misses low and away. Moves the count to 2-1. Shea Sprague out of North Carolina in the 13th round. Former teammate of Max Carlson in Chapel Hill. Is, quite frankly, a steal in that part of the draft. Was one of the more dominant arms in the ACC this past year. 2-1. Wave in a minute. Stevens up the count of 2-2.
The one guy left that I was like, granted, I would have taken Montgomery ahead of him, right? So I don't think there's any, like, you wouldn't have got him, right?
Sure.
It's one or the other. But a guy that I would, just because you fell in that spot, he actually went a little later than I thought he was going to, and he went to a divisional rival.
2-2, he swings, lines the left side, it falls foul.
Both in the Carolina League and, of course, at the high level.
Sure.
I would have loved to have seen Vance Honeycutt.
Vance Honeycutt goes to Baltimore.
Yep.
So Vance Honeycutt goes to Baltimore. Ethan Anderson goes to Baltimore. And Griff O'Farrell goes to Baltimore. Vance Honeycutt from Carolina. And the latter two from the University of Virginia. Could see all three of them in Delmarva in a couple weeks, potentially. Two balls, two strikes. Winds and fires. He swings and lines it down the left field line. It's just foul. And once again, Green remains alive.
And I think we have some, not even recency bias, but geographical bias. Had the privilege to
watch them
watch
so many times
and call so many games that they played in against Virginia Tech. And Honeycutt's the real deal. All three of those guys are the real deal, but Honeycutt.
Vance Honeycutt is going to be a fantastic big leaguer.
One of those guys that just has like an it factor about him.
2-2. In the dirt it goes, and the count runs full. The Sox are trying to wiggle themselves into a jam here. First and second, nobody down. And a walk here could load the bases. More so with the draft of the Red Sox. Hudson White out of Arkansas, a catcher in the ninth round. Somebody that I am personally excited about, just because I have a personal connection to, speaking of the Wilson Tobbs, is Alex Bouchard in the 14th round. 3-2. He swings, grounds the left side. It's past the dive of Lugo into left for a base hit. Around third, Peoples. Here's the throw from Uten. It will be not in time. Gets away. And it's an RBI single for Elijah Green. And it's now 3-1 here in the fifth.
Can't spiral if you're the Sox. Gotta maintain this lead here.
What an at-bat, too, for Elijah Green.
Yes. He's fixing that strikeout bug as of late.
Now here comes Juan Rivera, the pitching coach. So, Alex Bouchard, unfortunately, we will also not see him this year, recovering from Tommy John surgery. Righty out of Lehigh, but I got to see him last summer in the Coastal Plain League with the Wilson Tobbs, and somebody whose fastball tops out at 98 when fully healthy. So being around him so much last year, I knew that the pros were in his future, but it is cool that it's now in the Red Sox organization.
That is pretty cool.
Ben Hansen in the 20th round out of BYU. And how about this? This may be the story for a different reason in the draft. D'Angelo Ortiz in the 19th
yes,
round.
Yes, sir. Lil Poppy.
Lil Poppy.
Although that's what we gave Juan Chacon the nickname last year.
Oh, really?
He was in high A, yeah. Because he called everybody Poppy. And Big Poppy was taken.
Sure. Yes, it was. Here's Infante. He's 0 for 2. First pitch. Called a strike on a fastball inside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. D'Angelo Ortiz. Can you imagine if we get him in Salem?
That would be so cool.
David Ortiz comes to a game.
Comes to a game.
0-1. Swing and a tipper back to the screen. Quickly 0-2. And a strikeout here would be big time for Max Carlson. Fante had an RBI double yesterday. So far in the series,
now
he's 1 for 7.
Now joining us in the
In
the broadcast booth.
0-2. In the dirt it goes. What a stop by Denny McKelvey, and it's 1-2.
Four-time world champion. David Ortiz. That'd be pretty cool.
Insane.
Right? He won four.
He won.
0-4, 0-7, 13-18.
He was not on the 18 team.
Oh, he wasn't. He was gone.
Tired
by
at 16.
Yeah, that's
so
right,
a three-time
that's right.
World Series champion.
Three-time. Good call.
1-2. Kicks and deals. He swings and pops it up right side of the infield. Albert Feliz in fair territory. Calls off De Leon and makes the catch at high for out number one. Infield fly wouldn't have mattered. Nonetheless, big out for Mr. Carlson. Marcus Brown, now the third baseman, steps in from the left side. 0 for 2 dead.
How many time All-Star? I got to look it up. I'm
Wikipedia.
Curious.
Wikipedia is your friend.
Yes, sir. Sox, or not the Sox prospects. They're pretty cool, too, though.
First pitch, though, waving a miss. Nothing
got
to what?
A free shout out.
Hey,
they,
no, I will.
Clutch,
I was
yeah.
using their list for the draft.
Were you? Yeah.
SoxProspects.com.
Shout out to Sox Prospects because the thing I'll say about Sox Prospects is this is one of the only organizations that has something like that.
Sure. Oh, one. In the dirt it goes. Gets away. Off to third. The throw there. Not in time. So moving to third. Everett Cooper. Elijah Green behind him to second. And the count's 1-1 on Marcus Brown.
And it is no doubt a resource that we use. So to all those guys that put in the good work, we appreciate it. And that just goes to show how big of a franchise the Boston Red Sox truly are.
Sure. I mean, it's
we've
one of the...
We've talked about that.
I have always been of the belief it's one of the cornerstone four franchises in baseball.
I'd agree.
1-1. He swings and laces it down the left field line. Charging you 10. Dives. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Tagging from third will be Cooper. He'll score. But what a play by Nathaniel Uten in left.
What a play. Crazy that's going to go down as a sack.
How about this?
Fly.
They're going to say now it fell. Pedro Powell said it skipped into his mitt.
Oh, I don't agree with that. How do you make that call from home plate? Taking another look. No way. No way. And how do you make that call from home plate? Well, there's nobody at first.
There's nobody at first. So what was the call then? The Sox were arguing something.
Were they trying to say that he left early?
Maybe so. Here's Caleb Farmer with two down. First pitch, runner up from second. He swings and pops it a foul down the first base line. Nothing in one. So we'll get clarification on that. But
it's
home
so
plate
crazy.
Umpire Pedro Powell pointed at first base, and Nathaniel Uten and Andy Lugo kind of threw their hands in the air like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
0-1, kicks and deals. He swings and lifts it high in the air. Deep left field, Nathaniel Uten twisting, turning in front of the track, and catching for out number three. But the Fred Nats get two runs, and to the home half of the fifth, we go in Salem. 3-2, the Sox lead. Step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem. 3-2, the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals here in game two of this three-game set. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, and we're so thrilled you could join us on your Saturday evening. 3-4-5, it goes in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Utsin, and Andy Lugo, the third baseman. Donald Diaz back on the bump for his second inning of work. First pitch as he winds and fires, and time's called as the music was playing. So Pedro Powell will say pump the brakes and we'll reset and do this thing all over again.
What do you think of this trade proposition?
Oh. First pitch, kicks and deals. Misses Hideaway. Count starts at 1-0. So, okay. Now, I will say, talking about trades, we obviously have no earthly idea.
Yeah, good preface.
1-0. High and away it goes. Moves the count to 2-0.
Just to preface, there are times that other people know things before we do.
Yes, absolutely.
We are two college kids who just roll up and call the game.
The 2-0 is a strike in her half. 2-1. So, who is proposing this trade? Okay, somebody on Twitter. So the Red Sox may need another starting pitcher for the stretch run. 2-1, lefty deals. Misses low and in. Shifts the count to 3-1.
Did you see Poppy said on Fox the other day they're going to win the World Series?
Yeah, I saw. So it was him. Alex Rodriguez said the Yankees would win.
Jeter was there.
And Jeter said the Phillies would win. Yeah. 3-1 in the dirt. And a 5-pitch walk.
I mean, two of those teams had the best records in baseball to get going. Obviously, the Yankees and the Phillies are still very much in the mix. Yankees are spiraling.
Lead-off walk to Alcantara, and here's Nathaniel Utsin. The Yankees and Orioles have struggled as of late, allowing the Red Sox to get back into the picture.
Which is awesome. I don't see a world where the Yankees miss the playoffs.
No.
They're trying to say that they're spiraling that badly sometimes. And I'm like, I don't see a world where that team doesn't make the playoffs.
First pitch to Utsin is low and outside. So the count's 1-0 on the left-handed hitting left fielder for the Salem Sox. Oh no, the throw to first is not in time. Alcantara back in safely. So, the Red Sox need a starting pitcher. The Rangers are right on the cusp of either buying or selling at the deadline. Throw to first again, it's high, but Farmer corrals it. And we'll reset.
By the way, 10-time All-Star.
David Ortiz?
David Ortiz. Home run derby champ and a Hall of Famer.
So with the Rangers potentially selling. Oh, no. Breaking ball in there for a strike in her half. Did and it evens up the count of 1-1.
Poppy never won an MVP.
His accolades, he's got a lot of them. So you got to really scroll through.
I don't think he's won an MVP.
Are you on Wikipedia?
I'm on Baseball
Go
Reference.
To Wikipedia real fast, and it'll show you right underneath. 1-1 from the bell. He swings and lifts it. Left center and deep. Moving back, John McHenry to his left at the track, and it falls for a base hit. One hopping against the wall. Around third, Alcantara. Here's the throw to the plate. Double clutch. It's there, and it's not in time. RBI double. Nathaniel Uten. And the Sox get a run back. It's 4-2.
How about that? Aggressive around the base pass. Liam Carroll sends him home, and Marvin Alcantara delivers. Blazing speed to home plate. Comes in to score. Great tattoo by Nathaniel Uten, and the Sox needed it, right? Because it felt like Fredericksburg was starting to shift the tides a little bit. Salem with a huge response here in the fifth.
Now that's a big-time two-bagger for Uten. The ball kept on carrying out to left center. McHenry moved back. Green reached up his glove. Couldn't make the catch. Trickled up against the wall. First pitch is a strike to Andy Lugo, and it's nothing in one. And Marvin Alcantara can fly. And I think Nate Ochoa, the cutoff man, was surprised he darted for the plate. He kind of double-clutched it short. 0-1, he swings, dribbles it right side, it's through for a base hit. Around third, Uten, he'll come in to score. Lugo chugging to second. He's got an RBI two-bagger, and it's now 5-2.
And I believe he has just retied the top of the Carolina League for most doubles this season.
Back-to-back doubles for the Red Sox as well. So Ochoa was surprised. Alcantara was trying to score. And because he double-clutched it, cost him. And Nathaniel Uten had the RBI double. And then Lugo, with Farmer so far off the bag at first, he hit it hard, but just a bouncing ball that was over the first base bag, and it was a base hit.
Yeah, it took a nice carom as well once it got into the grass.
Yeah.
Just caught a little something.
Here's Big Al. First pitch misses low and in. One ball, no strikes. Two runs are already in. And a potential third in scoring position with nobody down.
This is big. This is a big response home half here.
1-0. In the dirt it goes, and what a block by Colmenares behind the dish.
It really felt like things were starting to turn the other way after the Fred Nats grabbed a pair of runs in the fifth inning, and Salem has said not so fast.
Instant response for the Sox. 2-0 from the belt. Just misses high and away. Three balls and no strikes.
I will remind you that Al was in this position last AB, up 3-0. Looked like he was on the verge of back-to-back four-pitch walks in his first two ABs of the game, and then wound up striking out.
3-0 sails high and away, though. Four-pitch walk. Second of the day for Big Al. And first and second, nobody down for Danny McAlvany.
Still nobody out.
What were we talking about again?
We were talking about this trade problem.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Nathan Eovaldi could be available. Now, of course, he is like one of the heroes for the Red Sox in the 2018 World Series.
Yeah.
If he's traded, the Red Sox, or if he's available, I should say, the Red Sox should be all in.
Right.
Somebody proposed this trade. Nick York, Yordani Monegro.
Who was here in Salem last year.
And Johan Fran Garcia.
Who was here this year. Who says no?
Let's see. First pitch. Breaking ball caught a strike in her half of the knees. No balls in a strike. Total value, Rangers 7.80. The Red Sox 7.60. I would do that trade. From the Red Sox. 0-1. In the dirt it goes. Evens up the count at 1-1.
It would be sad to see those three guys leave the system.
Nick York was here, though, 2 years ago, correct? Before you.
Before me. He's in AAA now.
Correct. The trade deadline is such a fascinating time. 1-1, he swings, dribbles it first base side, and it trickles foul. Almost a carbon copy of the Lugo one, just about 2 feet to the right of the bag, though, and it's 1-2.
What date is the exact deadline?
It is July 30th at 6 p.m., next Tuesday.
Nice. So we will not
be on the
round. Yeah.
1-2 from the bell.
The lefty deals. He swings, lines to left side. It's a foul ball just by a hair. And McElveny stays alive. That was close.
I'd love to see another one of
that. Me too. I
thought that was fair.
As the rain starts to fall again here at Salem. Wonder if we could get a look on MILB TV. Lugo at second. Big Al's at first. 5-2, Sox on top. Two runs are already in. 1-2. Misses high and in. Evens up the count of 2-2. McElveny 0 for 2 with 2 Ks. Stanley Tucker on deck. Donnell Diaz. Curls and unfurls. Misses low and in. And the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. A walk here. Loads the bases with nobody down. The 3-2. He swings. Lines to right side. It's through for a base hit. Lugo around third. He gets the stop sign. Throw to second. Not in time. Big Al was off the bag. But just like that, the bases are loaded. Nobody out for Stanley Tucker.
Big time and intelligent base running there by the Sox. Albert Feliz nearly overran second, but was able to get back in time.
Smart hole by Liam Carroll.
Yeah. No need, right? Nobody out. Like, what? Why get the first out here?
And that's going to do it, though, for Donnell Diaz. Here comes Jake Lowry, third-year manager, who will take the ball from the left-hander. And the Fred Nats will go to the pen. Bases loaded, nobody out for Stanley Tucker. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth in Salem, 5-2. The Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals. And man, oh man, what a jam. Mason Denneberg, the new pitcher, is in. Base is juiced, nobody down. Stanley Tucker at the dish. Sox on top by 3. 2 runs are already in the frame. Looking at Denneberg's numbers on the season, he's 0-2, or rather 6-2, I should say. 4.47 ERA, 30th appearance. He does have a save, 46 and a third innings pitched, 42 strikeouts to 30 walks. Former first-round pick by the Washington Nationals in 2018. All right, here's Tucker from the right side. He's 0-2 on the day with a strikeout and a pop-up in the infield. First pitch, slider called a strikeout or half. Count starts at nothing and one. Andy Lugo down at third. Albert Feliz is at second. And Danny McElveny leads off a first. 0-1 from the mound. Slider called a strike again. Outer half of the knees, and it's 0-2. Now a strikeout would be absolutely massive for the Fred Nats. Double play ball would be big as well. Middle infield plays back. Corners play about half in. No balls, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Swing, get a miss. Got him, strike 3. 3 straight sliders, and there's 1 down for Framby De Leon. So far in the frame,
a walk, an RBI double. RBI double, a walk, a single, and a strikeout. De Leon turns back around and hits from the left side. First pitch rocks and fires. Misses low and away. Count starts at 1-0. De Leon walked back in the second from the left side. Singled in the third from the right side. The 1-0. He swings and pops it up. Straight away center. Moving in Elijah Green. He's got plenty of room. Makes the catch. Lugo tags. Throw to the plate will be cut off. Throw to third. They got Big Al caught up. A run scores. Throw back to second. Tag put down. It's a double play. But a run does score. It's a sac fly for De Leon. And it's 6-2. Moving to the sixth. So we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-2, the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals on this Saturday evening in Salem. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us tonight and all summer long here on MILB.com and MILB TV. Next, Carlson back with the bump. 4-5-6 it goes in the Brad Nets order. And actually, check that. It will go 6-7-8 in the Brad Nets order. Jose Colmenares, John McHenry, and Hidechoa, the shortstop. Righty on righty matchup to start the frame. First pitch from Max Carlson. As the right-hander winds and fires. Called a strike outside corner of the knees, and it's nothing and one. That was a nice fifth for the Red Sox, Mr. Heater. You get three runs. However, you don't want to run yourself into the third out, but still a nice frame, to say the least.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely a bounce-back frame.
A one is laced into left for a base hit. Two hopping into the mitt of Nathaniel Utsin. Jose Colmenares stays hot. How about this? He's 3-for-3 today with three singles. And here's John McHenry, the left fielder.
Yeah, hit total's been a little bit higher for everybody tonight. Yesterday, just seven hits for Fredericksburg, six for Salem. And tonight, eight for the Sox, five, now six for Fredericksburg.
Here's McHenry from the left side. 0-for-1 with the walk. First pitch round the belt is a misser low and away as the count starts at 1-0. Oh, you got one more coming up this weekend. Six coming up against the Carolina Mudcats next week. Nine-game homestand here in Salem. 1-0. Wave and a tipper into the mitt of McAlbany, and it's 1-1. Second longest homestand of the year. It's funny, you got a 12-game homestand. Then you got 2.5 weeks off here in Salem. Then you got a 9-game homestand. And before you know it, Mr. Heater, just three more homestands left to go.
It's crazy.
1-1. He swings, lines it into right. It's down for a base knock. To second, Colmenares. He stops there as the throw comes into short. And the Red Nets have something cooking. First and second, nobody down for Nate Ochoa. So, also, by the way, you mentioned Scooby-Doo night. You said you did not grow up watching Scooby-Doo.
I've definitely seen it, but not a huge Scooby-Doo guy.
Well, I was, I'm not going to lie. Big Scooby-Doo guy.
Okay.
Need a Choa from the right side. First pitch kicks and deals. Misses low and outside as the count starts at 1-0.
Do we need to do some trivia? Or
we could do some trivia. We could do some trivia. Now,
is there Scooby-Doo trivia to be had?
I would think so, but I don't know, like, because, like, not all the episodes or everything runs together. It's kind of like a new story every
right,
single episode.
That's what I mean.
The 1-0, he swings and chops it left side. Charging Lugo, he gloves, steps on third for one, throws across the first. It's in time for the double play.
Nice.
5-3 DP, and there's two down as McHenry moves to second.
That's big time right there. Heads up defense by Lugo. Doesn't play a lot of third base, but knew where he was right there.
Just barely in fair ground. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Charging in, backhanded, stepped on third. Third to second. Or to first, rather.
All right, here's one. When did the first Scooby-Doo episode air?
First pitch to Nick Peoples, misses low and in. As the count starts at 1-0. 1969, I believe.
That's correct.
Scooby-Doo,
how did
where
you
are
get
you?
That?
That's like the original series.
Yeah, how'd you get that?
I watched that one, too. 1969? That's older than my parents.
Yeah, mine, too.
Yeah. The 1-0. Wave and a miss. Beautiful slider low and in. Evens up the count of 1-1.
Which dog breed is Scooby-Doo?
He's a Great Dane.
Yes, he is. What is Shaggy's real name?
Norville. I told you I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo.
Wow, you do know your Scooby-Doo.
1-1. Wave and a miss.
You're not even, like, flinching.
1-2.
What is Velma's catchphrase?
Jinkies.
Yep. What is the name of Scooby's nephew?
Scrappy.
I knew that one.
1-2, runner up from second, and it's a called strike 3.5. Peoples down on strikes, and what a frame for Max Carlson, aided by the double play ball. To the home half of the 6th we go in Salem, 6-2, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and be right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 6th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-2. The Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals on what has turned into a little bit of a sun splash Saturday evening here at the yard. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, where so throughout you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. Top of the order for the Red Sox, Antonio Anderson, Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara against Mason Denneberg, the right-hander, on for a second inning of work. First pitch from the bell. Wave and a miss. Count starts at 0-1.
Carter, I got a really cool tidbit for you.
Okay.
Mason Denneberg.
The 0-1. He swings and drubs it foul, third base side.
Drafted with the 27th pick in the 2018 Major League Baseball player draft.
Yep.
Who was the pick right before him?
The 0-2, he swings and dribbles at third base side, foul. Double A stays alive. 2018. Is he currently in the big leagues?
Yep.
Is it Gunnar Henderson? No, he was 2019.
It was Tristan Casas of the Boston
really?
Red Sox.
How about that? The 0-2 misses low and away. 1-2.
Was the 26th pick in 2018
Tristan
of American Heritage High School in Florida.
One ball, two strikes. Rocks and fires. He swings and lines it right side. Back in at stop at second, Cooper throws to first, and after a slight bobble, here's out number one. 4-3 put out, and here's Nelly Taylor Jr.
Many thought Tristan Casas was going to be taken with the 13th pick by his hometown club, Miami.
Miami Marlins?
I would say it worked out well for him.
For the Boston Red? Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't you rather play at Fenway Park than in Miami, where unfortunately it's tough to get people to go to games?
Nelly Taylor Jr. sees one low and outside as the count starts at 1-0. Probably so. I wish when we were, because we're going to Miami in late September for football.
Still baseball?
Yes. 1-0. Slider caught a strike in her half. Evens up at 1-1. Baseball season is still going, but they're not at home that week.
Oh, you checked?
I did check. I would love to go to a game.
Love to go to a game.
They're so cheap, too.
Yeah.
1-1. Check swing. Did he go? And they won't even appeal as it misses low and out. 2-1.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Because we will be right there.
Those tickets to, like, sit behind home plate are like $10 on the secondary market.
What else is there?
2-1. He swings and drubs it foul, first base side. Evens up the count of 2-2.
Do the Dolphins play the next game?
They play Monday night at home, and our game is on Friday night.
Who do they play Monday night?
You may have to check that for me. Now, the Panthers have their preseason opener on Saturday.
I don't care.
2-2. He swings and trips it foul down the first baseline. Nelly stays alive at 2-2. Yeah, I'm trying to get more into hockey, so I would like to go. And Tyler Katz, who sits in the booth to our right, who was your broadcast partner last year, is a diehard Panthers fan. I would love to go to a game, but at the same time, for a preseason game, 2-2, swing, get a miss. He got him, strike three. Out in front of a breaking ball, and there's two down.
Carter, what week is that Miami game?
September 27th is the game. So September 30th is the Monday. Who do they play? You're eyeing the Bills in town.
Well, because they play the Bills at home at 8:15 p.m. on the 12th.
Okay.
So what is that's Monday Night Football, I think.
Marvin Alcantara slams one into left, but right there, John McHenry to make the catch for out number three. Man, finally the quick inning.
Yeah.
And we're talking about all of this stuff, so we'll carry this over into the 7th. 6-2, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and be right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 7th at Salem, 6-2. The Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game number 2 of this 3-game set. Well, it has turned into a beautiful night for baseball here in Salem. It rained early on for the first couple frames, but the rain has not continued to fall on the Red Sox offense. They lead it 6-2 here in the 7th, and Max Carlson is back on the bump for his 3rd inning of work. For the Fred Nets, it goes 1-2-3 in the order, the top of the order. For Fredericksburg, Everett Cooper III, Elijah Green, and Sammy Infante. The Red Sox got 2 in the home half of the 1st, 1 in the 3rd. Fredericksburg responded with 2 in the 5th, and then immediately Salem gets 3 back in the home half of the frame. First pitch is Max Carlson winds and fires, and it just misses high and away as the count starts at 1-0. Everett Cooper III, 1-for-3 on the day, reached on an E6. The 1-0, kicks and deals, called a strikeout or half, fastball at the knees, evens up the count at 1-1. All right, back to our Miami discussion.
Yeah.
We'd love to go to a game down there. The Panthers, though, for a preseason game,
on a Saturday night when we've never been to Miami. 1-1. He swings and lines it left side. On three, hops it short, is out. Contra gloves, throws to first, and there's out number one. 6-3 put out, and here's Elijah Green. My point is, we can go see a hockey game in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know what I mean?
We could.
We could go see a hockey game in D.C. or Raleigh. There's not Miami in Raleigh or D.C.
Yeah, no, I want to see Miami.
Sure, yeah. Green is 2-for-3.
But the one thing that would have strayed me is...
first pitch, swing, gonna miss, stuff it in one.
And the Buffalo Billiams.
Sure, absolutely. If the Bills were playing in Miami, would absolutely go to that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you'd have to,
I would. Yeah, of course. You're a big Bills guy.
Huge.
Swing, gonna miss. Slider low and in, quickly 0-2.
By the way, into the third inning, Los Angeles on top of Boston, 1-0.
Oh, they're playing this early tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tough one last night for the old Sox.
Freddie Freeman, go ahead, grand slam in the bottom of the eighth.
If they win tonight, if they find a way to win that series, they can light the baseball world on fire.
0-2 is muscled into left. That's down for a base hit. It goes all the way to the wall as Green rounds first, heads to second, and he stands up with a one-out double here in the seventh.
Elijah Green.
Getting hot.
It's getting hot.
He's 3-for-4 today, two singles and a two-bagger. Here's Sammy Infante.
He's been sharp against the Red Sox.
And good for him, too, because I'm sure this has not been the easiest couple of years for him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hit it so hard, Uten couldn't cut it off. And turns into a double. Infante from the right side. 0-for-3 today. First pitch, he swings and tips it foul. First base side, no balls and a strike. Tonight's designated hitter. The Red Sox lead it 6-2 in the top of the seventh. A victory, they've already secured the series win. 0-1 from the belt. Misses low and away. Evens up the count of 1-1. And again, Fredericksburg came into the series having won 13-15. Took 4-6 from Salem here a couple weeks ago. So far, it's been the Red Sox weekend. 1-1. He curls and unfurls. He swings and lines it into right. Moving in, Stanley Tucker on the run. Dives. Oh, my goodness. What a catch. Throw to second. Tagging up at third. Or did he tag up? They step on second, and he did tag up, as they call him safe. But Stanley Tucker, da-da-da. Da-da-da, that was ridiculous.
Insanity.
Oh, my gosh.
Took flight.
Here comes Juan Rivera. That may be the catch of the year for the Salem Red Sox. We've seen Nellie Taylor Jr. make all sorts of plays. And Stanley Tucker just made an insane one.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of those that you're going to remember for a long time. And I think we're going to have to clip that thing and put that up and tag ESPN, because that deserves to be up on SportsCenter tonight.
Oh, the meeting ceases. The only thing that would have been cooler is if he didn't tag up. Like, if he left early.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been. That would have been nice.
Well, he takes away a double. And two down now for Marcus Brown. Off a third, Green. Here's the first pitch. He swings and lines the right side. It's foul. And it starts at nothing and one. I mean, that's as good as you'll see.
We're going to have to talk to him about that one tomorrow.
That was absolutely ridiculous. Well, now all of a sudden, the Sox are not away from escaping the jam. 0-1, winds and fires. He swings and drubs it foul, first base side. Quickly 0-2. Just in case, Caleb Farmer's on deck. Marcus Brown is 0-2 with a sac fly. 0-2. Misses, blown away. Moves the count to 1-2.
He said, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Insanity in right field. 1-2. Curls and unfurls. He swings and drubs it. Right side. Charging De Leon. Gloves. Throws to first. And there's out number three. Stretch time in Salem. And take a bow, Stanley Tucker. As we move to the home half of the seventh. 6-2. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-2, the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals. In game two of this three-game set. It is Scooby-Doo night at the yard. And Stanley Tucker just solved the mystery out there and right with an absolutely insane play to help Max Carlson wiggle in and out of a jam. 4-5-6 goes in the Red Sox order. Nathaniel Zen, Andy Lugo, Albert Feliz with the Sox leading by 4. Zen digging in from the left side is 2-for-2. Two doubles and a walk so far in the frame. First pitch from the right-hander as he winds and fires. He swings and chops the right side. Charging Farmer, glove slips to first. And the covering pitcher steps on the bag for out number one. One up, one down. And here is Andy Lugo, the third baseman.
Well, at this point, if you're the Sox, right, you're playing with the lead. Obviously, you want to add a little bit of insurance, but I think you're okay with the game kind of breezing by at this point, especially when the defense is helping the way that it is. The pressure's off, I think,
sure,
is the best way to put it offensively.
Absolutely. How about Andy Lugo? 3-for-3. First pitch. Called a strike in her half. Count starts at nothing and one. Two singles, two RBI singles, and an RBI double as well. A one, and what just happened there is it slips out of his hand, goes all the way to the on-deck circle, and that will be a ball. He kind of faltered throughout his motion. And you'll see the replay on MILB TV. And it just, he slipped on his front foot, and it sailed all the way to the on-deck circle.
So we had Stanley Tucker.
1-1. He swings and pops it up. Shallow left. Moving back, Nate Ochoa. John McHenry shifts in, calls him off, makes the catch at high for round number two.
We had Stanley Tucker be SportsCenter. Maybe that one had to be on the segment. Come on, man.
So, do you remember when we were growing up, they used to have the, what was it called, SportsCenter Not Top 10?
Yeah, that would have been on there.
I guess they got rid of that.
Have you seen the Come On Man? You know what
I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's an NFL thing, though.
He says it can't be a baseball thing, too.
Right.
Albert Feliz, first pitch, a slider low and away. Count starts at 1-0.
Big Al from the right side.
One ball, no strikes. Winds and fires. Called a strikeout or half. evens up the count at 1-1. Yeah, big out today is 0-for-1, two walks and a strikeout. Struck out looking back in the third. 1-1. Breaking ball caught a strikeout or half of the knees. Shifts the count to 1-2.
My question is, Carter, who do you interview today if they hold on to this? I think it's got to be Danny Kerwin.
Could be him. Andy Lugo 3-for-3 with three ribbies.
Yeah, that's true. Probably Lugo.
Marvin Alcantara, big day. Stanley Tucker, the catch.
True.
Options galore. 1-ball, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Misses high and away. And the count evens up at 2-2. Just in case, Daniel McAlvany awaits in the on-deck circle. 2-2. Breaking ball sails low and outside. And the count runs full at 3-2. 8 hits apiece. 8 for Salem. 8 for the Frednats. Sox on top, 6-2. And the 3-2. He swings and chops it. Left side of the infield. Charging Marcus Brown. Bare hands. Throws to first. It's not in time. Infield single. Albert Bay leaves. And here's Daniel McAlvany. Tell you what, though. What a play by Marcus Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have a chance to throw out Big Al. Here's McAlvany from the right side. 2 strikeouts and a single on the day.
Huge single, though. Back in the 5th inning.
He's 1-for-3. First pitch. Breaking ball called a strike. Outside corner. No balls and a strike. Stanley Tucker awaits in the on-deck circle. And the 0-1 winds and fires. Slider misses high and away. Evens up the count of 1-1. Red Sox with a victory within 3 games of first place in the Carolina League North. Second half of play. 1-1. Called a strikeout or half. Moves the count to 1-2. And an opportunity for a sweep tomorrow. 1-2. Kicks and deals. Swing. Get a miss. He got him. Strike 3. So McAlvany K's for the 3rd time today. But the Sox still hold onto a 6-2 lead. To the 8th we go in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 8th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, 6-2. The Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in Game 2 of this 3-game set. We're ready to take you the rest of the way home on play-by-play duties in the final 2 frames. Let's pass the mic on to Mr. Giovanni Heater.
I appreciate Carter. We got a new pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. Francis Hernandez toes the rubber. Ready to face off on the other side against 5-6-7 in the order, Caleb Farmer, Jose Colmenares, and John McHenry. First pitch skips in the dirt to Caleb Farmer. The count now 1-0. Farmer struck out swinging back in the 2nd, walked in the 4th, flew out to left in the 5th. He eyes up a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and the count now 1-1.
You couldn't pick up Luger, you bum!
All right. We got a rowdy crowd out here at the yard tonight. Two balls and a strike for Caleb Farmer as a pitch misses downstairs. Hernandez peering above the webbing of his mitt. Kicks and deals. 2-1. Swinging a rope around the ground right side. Bellied by Feliz. He scoops, chases to the bag, and he got him. Big Al using the belly for out number one.
Bellied it down at first. We've seen some web jams defensively today. Not even just the Stanley Tucker. Like, we've seen some nice plays defensively on both sides. After a sloppy day yesterday, it's been a nice day for both sides.
Keeps it between Salem and Fredericksburg. Yeah, keeps it in front of him with his chest. There's one gone for Jose Colmenares, first offering. Breaking ball off the plate, 1-0. Colmenares, well, he's 3-for-3 today. Three singles, has not come around to score. Singled in the second, fourth, and sixth. He ducks away from a breaking ball high and in. It's 2-0. Colmenares all together a 209 hitter, two homers, 17 RBI. Hernandez winds and fires, 2-0. Breaking ball misses down and away. It's 3-0. All of a sudden, Colmenares is a ball away from being on base every time he's been up to the dish. 3-0 pitch. Misses downstairs, ball four, and a four-pitch walk. With one gone, sets it up.
Well, now you're up four runs. Obviously, want to be able to throw strikes in this situation. Francis Hernandez may be the guy to close out the game, too, last few innings. Nobody warming up for the Red Sox. This would be quite the opportunity for the right-hander in this situation. And would be quite the feel-good win for Salem, too.
No doubt about it. From the left side, here's John McHenry. Fastball is in the inside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Hernandez comes in for the Sox. He is the fourth arm today. No balls and a strike to pitch. Breaking ball in there. 1-2. You look at who's pitched besides him. Kerwin, then Carlson. There's Hernandez with a long look in. Nods his head. Brings home the 0-2. Misses down and in once again. It's 1-2.
Double play ball would also be nice here, too. Ground ball up the middle. You kind of see Andy Lugo playing way off the bag down at third, too, with the left-handed hitting McHenry. Covering that shortstop hole with Alcantara more so behind the bag.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball at the ankles. 2-2. Hernandez, you know, he struggled a little bit early, Carter. 1-6 on the year, a 7.26 ERA. Has one save. 48 and a third innings pitched, but with that being said, has been stronger as of late. 2-2. Line drive right into the mitt of Feliz. He steps on first for out number three. Double play, Albert Feliz doing it all in that inning. 6-2 lead for the Sox. Sweet Caroline time in Salem. We go to the bottom of the eighth after this.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth on a Saturday night in Salem. The Sox looking for some insurance, up 6-2 on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals and looking to win the three-game set here tonight. Red Sox ready to go. 8-9-1 in the batting order. Stanley Tucker, Framy DeLeon, and Antonio Anderson. Stanley Tucker responsible for an unbelievable diving catch out in right field just two defensive innings ago. And it was one of those plays that really just kept the Red Sox in front in a way, but it was almost like an exclamation point. Like,
sure.
This is our game. There was a point earlier tonight where it felt like the tides were starting to shift. The Nationals scored two runs at the top of the fifth inning. That brought the game within a run, and then the Red Sox said, no, not so fast. Three runs in the home half of the fifth. Then Stanley Tucker the next frame with a diving catch, and it feels in a way that if they can continue this momentum, the game is all but theirs.
Yeah, absolutely. And momentum is the best way to describe it, because it feels like the Red Sox had the game in control, but after that catch, it just kind of felt like the Red Sox just kind of felt like they were in the position where they weren't going to give up this lead. And there's still time left to go. But yeah, momentum-wise, everything was on their side after that catch. It also saved a run, too. And now all of a sudden they have a four-run lead still.
New pitcher on the hill for the Fred Nats, Bubba Hall. The first pitch, and Tucker hits one off the hands into shallow right center field, and a sliding catch is made by Peoples. He says, anything you can do, maybe not better, but I'll match you one. That's out number one.
Yeah, I was going to say, nice play out and right. Robin Stanley Tucker there. It's a clever line. Anything I can do, maybe not better, but
I'll match you.
I'll match you. I'll match it. I'll match it.
Here's Framy DeLeon. From the left side, righty on lefty, first pitch on the way. And he eyes up a fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. DeLeon so far today, a walk, a base hit, and a sacrifice fly all around the board. He's been productive in the nine hole. He scolds the 1-0 high into left field underneath to John McHenry. Three steps back, ranges head high, and snatches it out of the air for out number two. Well, quick work all of a sudden by Bubba Hall, fresh out of the pen for the Fred Nats. Antonio Anderson at the top of the order for the Sox, the designated hitter. After going 3-for-4 with a walk last night, he is 0-for-4 tonight. Strikeout and three ground outs. First pitch to Double A, and he tags one foul on the left side of the backstop, 0-1. Antonio Anderson, 19-year-old out of Atlanta, ready to face the 0-1. Fastball in there for a strike in or half. Quickly 0-2. Bubba Hall's trying to get out of here in under eight
pitches. I was going to say. Quick movement.
He kicks and deals, 0-2. Fastball high, 1-2 on a waste pitch. Almost surprised he didn't go breaking ball down and in there. 1-2. Well, he did that time. 2-2.
I mean, right on cue. Like, definition of breaking ball down and in.
Yeah.
The one that kind of sweeps through the zone.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Anderson nubs it back to the net. Stays alive at 2-2. Antonio Anderson walks better than anybody else on the Red Sox roster. Top five in the league in walks. That says a lot when you're 19. 2-2.
Sure.
Misses inside with a breaking ball, just a hair off the plate, 3-2. That just impresses me so much, because you think, what are the issues with the young guys fresh out of high school? Well, it's the discipline at the plate. 3-2, he sends one on the ground right side of the infield, gobbled up by Cooper. One step, throw to first on a rope for out number three. To wrap up that point, typically the young guys struggle with their plate discipline. Kind of swing it a lot because they're seeing pitches they've never seen before. Not Double A.
No, not Double A.
Not Double A. Double A and the Sox trying to come away with a Saturday night win and a win in the three-game set. We go to the ninth after this. 6-2 lead in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun. At Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
It's the top of the ninth on a Saturday night in Salem. 6-2 lead for the Sox on the verge of a second win in a row against the Fredericksburg Nationals to clinch a series victory in a shortened three-game set this weekend. Well, the Nationals, they're the top team in the Carolina League North and the Carolina League as a whole. They currently sit with a four-game advantage of the North on top of the Salem Sox, who are 12-10 in the second half. The Fred Nats are 16-6, came into this series with a five-game advantage. The Red Sox and the Hillcats were tied. The Sox now with a one-game advantage on top of the Hillcats. And look, the Sox can hang on here and then win again tomorrow. All of a sudden, they're right within two games of the Fred Nats for the North. And we'll see how it shakes out after that. We talked about how big this series was heading into it, and the Sox have been up to the task. But there's still work to be done. 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats. First pitch to Nate Ochoa-Leyva misses down and away on a breaking ball. And count now 1-0. Francis Hernandez on the bump for the Sox. Second inning of work, 1-0. Breaking ball misses down and away once more. And the count now 2 balls and no strikes for the 198 hitter. Nate Ochoa is 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts, and he grounded out into a double play in the sixth. 2-0. Ball misses outside, and it's 3 balls, no strikes. Hernandez came in the eighth inning, induced a ground out, walked one, and then a double play. As a strike is called on the outer half to get him over, it's 3-1. It was a line drive into the mitt of Albert Feliz at first, and he stepped on the bag with Coleman Harris too far off after the walk. That brought the eighth to a close. Hernandez looking to channel back into that here. Down in the count, 3 balls and a strike. He offers. Breaking ball in there, top of the zone. Came back in, and it's full. Sox looking to win for the second night in a row after the All-Star break. 3-2. Swing and a liner foul, right side into the seats. Still alive at 3-2 is Nate Ochoa. Nick Peoples on deck, Everett Cooper is in the hole for the Fred Nats at the top of the order. Hernandez peering above the webbing of his mitt at home plate. He fires. 3-2. Check swing. Pitch skips in the dirt. And it's a full count walk to lead off in the ninth for Nate Ochoa. Well, a good time to update you on what's going on up in Boston. The Red Sox have just taken a 2-1 lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers out in L.A. First series back from the All-Star break. Here's Nick Peoples, left side, first pitch. Fastball down and in, 1-0. Got to throw strikes here for Francis Hernandez, no doubt about that. Who better than Jarren Duran, folks? I mean, come on. Your All-Star MVP. Doubles on a sharp line drive to right field, put the Sox in front 2-1. 1-0. Swing at a chopper, right side, foul. 1-1. Sadon Rafaela scored. Rob Refsnyder scored on Jarren Duran's double. Duran then made it to third on a throwing error by Miguel Rojas, the L.A. Dodgers. And top of the fifth inning, Boston very much so back in business. Runner off of first, nobody out. Top of the ninth here in Salem. Sox in front 6-2. The 1-1, check swing, didn't go. Pitch missed downstairs, an appeal, and field umpire Jared Neal says he didn't. You got to think, Dodgers and Sox, man, if Boston finds a way to win that series, they lost last night in the opener 4-1. Ball and 2 strikes to pitch. Swing at a line drive down the right field line. It's fair, rolling all the way to the warning track. Hauling around second
being stopped at third, Nate Ochoa, and it's a double off the barrel of Nick Peoples. Still nobody out here in the ninth. Not over yet. Not even close. Still nobody out. 6-2 lead for the Sox. Can be vanished quite quickly, though, if the Sox are not careful here. 4-1 final score at L.A. last night. Felt like the Sox were kind of in control after Jaron Duran had a solo blast over the left center field wall. Your MVP picked up right where he left off in the All-Star game. But Freddie Freeman had the grand slam. Ended up being the difference for the Dodgers. Put them in front 4-1. They never looked back. Boston looking to bounce back tonight. If you beat the Dodgers, where they currently sit, I think you light the baseball world on fire and solidify yourself as a true playoff contender. First pitch to Everett Cooper, knifed up into the air, foul territory left side, underneath it Andy Lugo, and he makes a catch for out number one. Everybody stays put. Big timeout on the first pitch there to Everett Cooper at the top of the order. Here's Elijah Green. He has been a problem through two games. 3-for-4 today. Has an RBI and a double. Two base hits. Had a knock and a walk yesterday. Not to mention the two home run game he had last time the Fred Nats were here three Sundays ago. I think if you lose to the Dodgers, in a way, it's kind of maybe a comeback down to earth moment if they get swept. If you win one, I think nothing changes. I think the Sox are a playoff contender now. But I do think you kind of light the world on fire. If you swept them, you really would have. But if you win that series, first pitch to Green. Fastball down and away, 1-0. I mean, just a big baseball game happening right now at the top of this organization. One of the best teams in baseball on the other side with the best and highest paid baseball player in the world. 1-0. Check swing. Pitch missed in the dirt. An appeal. Field umpire Jared Neal says he didn't go. It's 2-0. Things have gotten sticky a handful of times for Francis Hernandez this year. He's had many save opportunities that unfortunately he had not capitalized on. Looking to avoid that here. Two balls, no strikes to pitch. Called a strike. Got him right over the heart of the plate. 92-mile-an-hour heater. Elijah Green did not swing. Kind of a meatball that was left in there. Righty on righty, second and third, 2-1. Slider down and away, it's 3-1. You have to be careful with how you pitch to this guy. Again, fifth overall pick back in 2022 to the Nationals. He has three hits today, but that being said, first base is unoccupied. 3-1. Fastball in the dirt. Five-pitch walk, and well, base hit and now two walks in the frame as the base is loaded. You blink, and the tying run is at the plate right now. Tying run at the dish, and Sammy Infante showed a lot of pop early on in his career, but his homer just once this season. 265 hitter, though. He's 0-for-4 today. First pitch. Infante waves and misses. One of the fences on a high fastball at 91. He's down 0-1. A jam for Francis Hernandez. Trying to come away with the win. The Fred Nats are making things a little nerve-wracking here in Salem. 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-2. A strikeout would be massive. Double play is in effect with every duck on the pond. A line out, ground out, pop out, and fly out for Sammy Infante today in the three hole. Bases loaded. No balls, two strikes, one gone in the ninth. Hernandez from the belt. Deals 0-2. Swing and a line drive, high down the left field line, towards the corner, off the barrel of the wall.
One run scores. One more right behind it. Throw into third, not in time. Two run scoring single. Sammy Infante. Two runs on the board for the Fred Nats. And just like that, it's a two-run ball game in the ninth. Biggest hit of the game for either team. Elijah Green to third. Ochoa scores. Peoples in there with him. And the Fred Nats have more than life. And now the trainers are going to come check out Sammy Infante here as he's kind of limping off of first. He takes off the helmet. We'll see at this point if they end up pinch running for him. Appears to be lower body, and again, do not want to speculate here, and it looks like he's going to come out of this game. He is. And I believe he's about to be pinch ran for. So Christian Vaquero comes in to pinch run for Sammy Infante after the two-run scoring single. And now Vaquero is at first base. Vaquero at first, Green at third, runners on the corners, one gone, in a 6-4 game in the ninth. From the left side, Marcus Brown. And the former Oklahoma State Cowboy looks at a breaking ball downstairs. It's 1-0. Brown today, pop out, strikeout, ground out, and a sack fly back in the fifth. One ball, no strikes. Hernandez nods his head, winds and fires, 1-0. Here's a swing and a line drive up the middle through for a base hit. Elijah Green comes around to score. Rounding second, head first slide into third. Vaquero, he stopped there. Marcus Brown, RBI single, and the Fred Nats are within a run in the ninth. Deja vu for the Red Sox with Francis Hernandez on the bump in late game situations. I hate to put it that way, but it's plain fact at this point. Many times this year has come into games. Now, this is not a safe situation, but has come into games playing with a large lead and has surrendered them. First pitch to Caleb Farmer. Scolded on the ground left side. Backhanded by Alcantara. No play. We are tied in the ninth. Wow. RBI single for Caleb Farmer. The Sox were in front with a four-run cushion heading to the top of the ninth inning, and we are now tied. Six all in the ninth from the right side, Jose Calmaderas, first and second. First pitch, breaking ball misses downstairs, 1-0. I'm going to blame Carter. Carter went down for the interview. I'm going to blame Carter. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1-1. Well, you got to get out of this and give your offense a chance here. You've surrendered the lead, but still a chance to walk it off now for what would be the second night in a row. And if the Sox are going to win, it's going to be via the walk-off. 1-1. Breaking ball high. 2-1. Salem had this game. One. Nate Ochoa led off with a walk. Nick Peoples doubled. Gotten out with Everett Cooper. Here's the 2-1. Fastball in there for a strike. 2-2. Then Green walked. Two RBI single was the big one from Sammy Infante. Marcus Brown RBI single. Farmer RBI single. Here's Colmenares. 2-2. Still only one out. First and second. Double play in effect. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball in the dirt. Needed it. In the worst of ways, needed it. Here's John McHenry. McHenry from the left side. So far today, a base hit in the sixth. Other than that, he's lined into a double play and struck out twice. Sox need one more out. First pitch, breaking ball, misses inside. Hair off the plate, 1-0. That was definitely could have been, had an argument to be a strike, according to our TrackMan data. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball, chopped on the ground straight away. On second, and stepping on the bag is Alcantara for out number three. Four runs for the Fred Nats in the ninth, tie the game at six, and the Sox are going to look to walk it off for the second night in a row. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Five runs for the Fred Nats in the ninth inning. Tie this ball game at six, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. Red Sox looking to walk it off and beat Fredericksburg for the second night in a row. 2-3-4 due up in the order. Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Nathaniel Uten. Tough situation. The Red Sox had this game won heading into the top of the ninth inning. All of a sudden, the Fred Nats turn the game on its head. Four total runs score on four total hits. And Nelly Taylor Jr. swings and misses at the first pitch. 88-mile-an-hour changeup high and away. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Misses downstairs, and it's 1-1. Bubba Hall on the bump for the Fred Nats. Second inning of work for him. He shut him down 1-2-3 in the eighth. He deals 1-1. Breaking ball at the ankles. Two balls and a strike for Nelly Taylor Jr. So far tonight, he flew out, walked, grounded out, and struck out. The 2-1. Fastball high. It's 3-1. 6-6 game. Nationals now out hitting the Red Sox 12-9. 3-1 pitch. He swings, lifts it back towards us behind home plate into the seats. And it's filled at 3-2. Two run scoring single from Sammy Infante really got it going, and the Fred Nats didn't look back. The payoff misses outside. It's ball four. Leadoff walk, Nelly Taylor Jr. in the ninth. Big time for the man out of Polk State Junior College. Here's Marvin Alcantara. Base hit in the first, came around to score, walked in the fifth, came around to score again. Responsible for two of the six Red Sox runs tonight. Pick off to first. This trickles away all the way towards the tarp on the warning track and right. Nelly Taylor hauling around second. Heading for third. Red light there as the throw in is back to the pitcher in Bubba Hall. A costly mistake for the Fred Nats, and the winning run is 90 feet away. An E1 in the book. Blazing speed out of Nelly Taylor Jr., and he's at third. You're kicking yourself if you're the Fred Nats for that. Here's Marvin Alcantara looking to be the hero. 6-6 game. Infield playing in. First pitch. And a breaking ball misses high, 1-0. Nathaniel Uten was the hero a night ago with a walk-off fielder's choice. Alcantara looking for that. The 1-0. Breaking ball tags the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. How many times have we seen the Red Sox with late game dramatics this season? Another one here tonight, the 1-1. Fastball pierces the outside corner, 1-2. Alcantara tonight with a base hit in the first. Winning run 90 feet away. 1-2 on the way. Misses upstairs with a fastball, 2-2. Crowd on the edge of their seats on a Saturday night in Salem. Sox looking to beat the top team in the north for the second night in a row. 2-2. Ring them up. Strike three on the inner half with a fastball. One gone. Well, how fitting. Nathaniel Uten was the hero a night ago for the Red Sox with a walk-off fielder's choice to score a run. In the bottom of the 10th, here he is from the left side. Infield playing in. First pitch. And a breaking ball dances him off the plate at the ankles. It's 1-0. He's continued the momentum into tonight with a pair of doubles to score a run, walked as well. 1-0 to Uten. Fastball misses high and away. It's 2-0. Uten with two of Salem's nine hits tonight. Both of them for extra bases. Winning run 90 feet out. 2-0 pitch. Fastball stings the outer half for a strike. 2-1. Wind's gusting out into left field. Righty on lefty matchup. Infield playing in. Ellie Taylor Jr. on third, and Uten calls time. Can he do it again? One gone. Bottom of the ninth in Salem. 6-6 game. 2-1 pitch. He swings, rips it down the right field line. Foul. Oh, boy. A game of inches. Turned on a breaking ball to his pull side. Just foul. The Sox have had moment after moment in late games at home this season. Two balls, two strikes, one gone. Runner on third, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Taken for ball three, and it's full. Biggest pitch of the ball game. Uten raises the bat above his left shoulder. Bubba Hall delivers. Payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up behind home plate into the seats. And we'll do it again with a full count. Hall toes the rubber, plants his left foot forward, leans in. Uten ready with the bat above his left shoulder. Payoff pitch. Swings and chops it right side over the head of Cooper. He did it again. Nathaniel Uten walks it off for the second night in a row. 7-6 the final score. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it. Back-to-back walk-offs on back-to-back nights for Nathaniel Uten. Have yourself a series, young man. A thriller again, and the Red Sox walk it off in Salem. What a fun one. It got sticky, folks. It did. Four runs surrendered in the ninth.
But the Red Sox resilient, as they've been all season long, and they bite back with that one last one to walk away with a 7-6 win and to clinch a shortened series victory in the three-game set over the Nationals here tonight in Salem. Let's do it again tomorrow. Ready to roll with a 3:05 first pitch, 2:40 pregame. You can find it on the MILB app, MILB.com, and MILB TV. Another look at some of the action throughout the ball game tonight. Danny Kerwin was sensational in his start for the Red Sox. Can't ask for much better. First career start for Kerwin. He goes four innings, four hits, just one walk, and a season high seven strikeouts. And then the offense for the Sox, 10 hits, none bigger than the walk-off winner. Infield playing in, a chopper up over the head of Cooper. Uten the hero for the second night in a row. And the Red Sox win it over the Fred Nats. It's been a fun one all night long. For everyone that makes the magic happen in the room to our right, for our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, our video production assistant, Will Howell, for my broadcast partner, as always, Mr. Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and good night on a Saturday night in Salem. The Red Sox walk it off again and beat the Fred Nats 7-6.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.